Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
It's the only show with better than average gas mileage.
I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
it's episode 100. We're here to celebrate. We're going to look back on the last 99 episodes and hopefully have a lot of guests. Stick around.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, everybody. Episode 100 of The Scope.
Wow, that was a great effort, guys.
Thanks. Way to go. They're already petering out, Adam.
I got the fireworks, though.
I know. Very, very exciting. It's a special Saturday night taping of the 100th, official 100th episode of The Scope. We've got a full house with all sorts of friends and, I wouldn't say family, but a lot of friends and wives and girlfriends. And then we've got the regular crew as well. Jared.
Hold on. Grand finale. Everyone, okay. Look up.
The only part we come for.
What a great finish.
Like way better than Taste of Minnesota. So we've got Jared, Adam, and myself manning the mics for a special 100th episode. Very exciting. We've been... Jared, how long have we been doing this? I mean,
we started in April 2006. We're, what, 4.5 years into this run?
4.5. It took us 4.5 years to get 100 shows, but... I think that's pretty good, considering Adam thought we'd probably only do about 5 or 6.
I've only done 5 or 6. Yeah,
that's about it. He doesn't actually show up.
If you count the special episodes, we're well over 100. Well over 100 episodes. Shane.
It's very, very exciting. But this is official. This is into the
official counted episodes. Yes.
So yeah, we've invited everybody here. We've got a little drinky going on. It's early, so not too drunk yet, but I'm sure that will happen. And we've got a bunch of clips. It's kind of a retrospective / celebration of all of the meaningless things we've accomplished over the last 4.5 years.
Like every best friends episode.
Exactly. That is exactly it. So, Adam, I've got to go to you right away.
All right.
Did you really ever think we would do it this long?
No.
I mean, when you look back at it?
No. I mean, we're not really doing it either. I mean, if you think about it.
Just heavy petting, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been doing it a long time. Jared, what about you? 4.5 years? Do you think we'd hit 100 episodes?
I don't think I had a number in mind. I don't think we were going to last 4.5 years, though. Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's a milestone.
As far as I'm concerned.
100 episodes, Jane.
In my mind, we're halfway to where I want to be.
This is a fulfillment of what I call my numbering scheme, because whenever I have my project folder for each episode.
Yes.
And I started with episode 1 with 3 digits, Jane. Every project has had 3 digits from episode 1, 001. I knew we would reach triple digits.
Well, that's...
I planned for it, Shane.
You did. And so we could actually go up to $9.99 if we wanted to.
We certainly can. Wow. I don't think we'll get that far.
We'll probably be dead if that ever happens.
Unless we go daily.
Yeah, that's the special surprise announcement, Carrie. My wife, look at you. My wife, we're going daily. I'm quitting my job. And this
is Glenn.
We're turning this into something special.
I'm going hourly, just so you know.
So yeah, it's going to be a good show. I've spent a lot of time combing the archives of the Scope shows to find the best five things. Well, that's about it. The best 5 things we've done, and then another 5 that really weren't that good.
Shut it down after 5.
And we'll be revisiting those bits and some of the people that participated in it. So a lot of special guests,
and a live audience, Shane.
And a live audience.
Make yourself known.
And one thing we're going to do is we're going to be talking to some secret special celebrity guests, everyone. So
wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, we're going to be dialing them up and I'll let everyone...
How'd you arrange that, Shane?
You know, I've got a lot of sources in the Hollywood industry, and all it's right. Very exciting. Oh, I like how Adam's
Have you seen his nose?
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, now.
Well, it's a Jewish nose.
Adam would know.
So let's...
Wait. The hell is it?
Uh-oh. What's going on, Joe?
No, I was just
going
to find this.
Worst Jew ever.
There it is.
There we go. You are the worst Jew ever. So let's, Jared, if you may, could you please dial up our first special celebrity guest?
Are we not even taking a break before the B block, or are we just...
No, we're going to get our first guest in right away.
And then we're not going to have a break, so I can't play my fancy theme music.
No, we can have a break. Right. We'll do the guest, we'll explain what's coming up, and then you can play your fancy theme music.
All right, if you think so. Here we go.
Okay, so let's see if we get our special celebrity guest. Celebrity guest sounds suspiciously right above us. All right, quiet. Do we have him, Jared? No, we're dialing right now.
We're dialing.
Let's see. will our special guest answer the phone.
I thought we had him on the schedule. He should know.
They're very busy.
Congratulations, you've reached her.
I think we've been exposed.
You have got to be kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong number in there. Crap. Let me put in the real number.
We'll take that out in post.
Let me try again here.
Down with the vodka right now.
I think this is the right number.
Let's see. Pins and needles, Adam. 100 episodes.
Hello?
We got a special guest.
Special celebrity guest.
Hello?
Can you hear us, special celebrity guest?
Well, yes, I can.
Well, just give us a quick greeting, and then I think everyone will recognize who it is after you talk.
This is the Scope Show. Congratulations.
Yes.
I hear you guys are on 100 episodes.
We are. Guys, Adam, you recognize this voice,
don't you? Of course.
Come on, Adam. You got to know who I am.
Audience, you know who this is. It's TV's James Vanderbeek. It's on the phone right now.
Dawson's Creek.
James,
failed Western movies.
I don't know what I mean, but now you've referred to me who I am. Thank you. I'm making a sequel to my Western. Anybody see that?
We have not seen it.
You made a Western? Hey, tell me, James, do you still talk to Pacey?
No, not after the hairball incident.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
Now, are you,
well, we tried to keep that one out of the press. I probably shouldn't have mentioned anything about it.
So I think of the four core members of Dawson's Creek, you're probably the one who's had the least amount of lasting fame. How do you feel about that?
Not too good. I think I could have easily played Rachel Dawes in the Batman movie, but Katie Holmes got that.
Well,
and I'm a little upset about that.
So, Dawson, do you have anything planned? I mean,
Shane, his name is James, not
James.
Dawson.
I totally.
You know, since the people at the Scope are my friends, you can call me Jimmy.
Jimmy, do you have anything planned up and coming in Hollywood, or are you really working at the car wash, as I've heard?
Well, Monday, I'll be heading down to the unemployment office.
Wow.
And then Tuesday, I got the soup line.
Soup? They still have soup lines.
I got to try out at the community theater.
Is that a cabbage-based soup?
I'm making a comeback.
Hey, Jimmy, we might be on the phone here a little while. I'm going to have you take a seat, if you don't mind.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
What does that mean?
It means our guest might be making a little too much noise upstairs.
Yeah, I can hear the floor creaking. Jimmy, can you have any special salutations or things to say to us for accomplishing what everyone thought would never happen, which is 100 episodes of The Scope?
Well, I gotta say, you did more than I ever did. I don't think I did 100 episodes of anything.
You know what?
Well, congratulations.
We can syndicate now, Shane. That's the key.
We can put this.
I'll tell you, Jimmy here. You know, he'd make a great extra host if you move into episode 101. So you know, you got my number.
All right. Well,
we gotta go, Jimmy. We gotta go.
Wait. I have an important question.
All right. Hold on. Adam's got a question.
News broke earlier today that you would be starring with Mark Paul Gosselaar on TV show on TNT that he's on. Do you have any thoughts, opinions on...
Hard hitting. It's like Barbara Walters is sitting right here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I see.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. You got the news on me. Are you sure they're not talking to James Van Der Been?
Oh, it might be.
Wow. Ooh. Crickets.
All right, Jimmy, thanks. Thanks for ending it with a pun.
Yeah, well, that's my whole career right now, cricket.
I can't thank you enough for all the time. Then.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, hopefully we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you for wishing us well on the Scope 100.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Vanderbeek. Give him a round of applause,
congratulations,
folks.
Congratulations, and hello to my one fan out there. Thank you.
There
bye-bye.
We go. Goodbye, right. Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, that's going to be a regular part of the show. We've got even bigger guests coming up. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Oh, and here comes Earl to sit down. We're working out very, very well.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be late. What's going on, guys?
we're doing the show. That's all.
Yeah, well,
hi, everybody.
So guess what, guys? As I said before, we've got a terrific retrospective of what we've done in the past 4.5 years of The Scope. Should be very, very exciting. Tons of special guests. Tons of funniness. The only funny we've ever had on the show. We also will be doing the Under the Scope segment. So if you are craving for your regular Scope action, it'll be right there, run by Adam. Very, very exciting. So everyone, thank you for being here for episode 100. A lot of great stuff coming up, so stick around. We'll be right back.
People are starting to talk about The Scope. Even the upper crust of Hollywood has taken notice. Here's what the stars and starlets of Tinseltown are saying about our modest little podcast. Will Ferrell.
I'm proud of you, fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel.
Tracy Morgan.
Man, I don't know what the f*** you just said, little kid. But you're special, man.
Steve Carell.
You f***ing asshole! I hate you! I hate you!
Thanks, famous people. Now, back to The Scope.
Don't get tired yet, folks. It's a long show.
Long show. God bless America and God bless the scope. You know, Jared, those famous people sounded a lot like the real famous people compared to James Van Der Beek.
You know, some people just have that authenticity in their voice.
It's probably something on the phone that sort of messed it up.
People are born with it, I swear.
So episode... Wow. It's almost like Jimmy's sitting here right now. So episode 100 marks a terrific anniversary for us, but I think that it's important to look back at what we've accomplished before we look forward at them.
Wow.
And as I...
Adam's always a doubter.
Yeah, I mean, you're not buying into the system.
I disagree with looking back.
Okay, well, let's keep looking back no
Adam,
matter what you say.
Just consider it a remix.
All right.
It's a remix.
Oh, okay, that's fine then. This is like a mashup?
A mashup. Yeah, you love mashup. Mashups.
We're mashing up ourselves with other things that are not us.
So we've got a bunch of...
Or maybe us.
We've got a bunch of great stuff, Adam and Jared.
It's Scope and Pirates.
The one thing that I wanted to do was go back to episode one of The Scope. If you guys remember, we were...
Yikes!
We were but greenhorns back in those days, and it was dark times for us. I don't know if we had like
dark times.
Well, just because I don't know. We were,
I know as I had a lot of buttons and a lot of sliders over here, and I was not at all confident that I could handle it.
Yeah, we were radio novices, and one of the things we did in preparation for that first show was send Adam and his now former roommate Jess out to, I think it was MarsCon. So that was MarsCon.
I don't know how to do interviews.
2006 or somewhere in there.
I don't know how to do interviews.
He still doesn't.
No.
And he sort of interviewed some of the people that you would find at MarsCon. And
we're standing over here in the corner judging people.
That's exactly what it was. But we did get one great interview with a gentleman dressed up as Batman.
Yeah.
And it's actually... Interview holds up pretty well, considering
some of the screams of joy from the audience.
Some of the lows we've had in the Scope comedic lexicon. So, Jared, if you would,
yes,
would you play the bit, and then we're going to go back to Adam, and he's going to reminisce a little bit about what he remembers of that that fateful day in which he kicked off all things Scope.
Okay,
so go ahead. Well, hey everybody, we've got one more fantastic interview. This is me. This is the cream of the crop. It was a guy who's dressed up as the 1960s Adam West Batman. Adam and Jess went right up to him and got some fantastic audio. So let's hear it.
Okay, I'm here at MarsCon with Batman. Batman, what's your real name?
Batman.
What brought you to MarsCon this year?
I heard there were criminals afoot. I thought I should come down and make sure that no evildoers were taking advantage of our fair citizens.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a spot-on impression. I mean, how you could ever fault his Adam West.
That, was that James Van Der Beek?
It actually is Adam West.
Jimmy, it really was.
It was? Yeah. Wow. I didn't see him on the guest list, but hey.
He sounds a lot different after about 40 years of being on television.
Got a lot of booze.
Yeah. Oh, well.
On that note, Batman, do you think O.J. will ever catch the real killer?
I believe O.J. is very actively pursuing the real killers.
What moves a Batman?
A Batmobile.
What genre of science fiction that you've seen here tonight is most interesting to you?
I would say the slave Leia from Star Wars gave me the most stirrings in my utility belt tonight.
How does he move from interesting genre to what makes him horny?
Utterly amazing.
That's a great question. Fantastic segue.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Also... Did you notice that he said that O.J. is looking for the killers? Like, he knows something.
He's a crime fighter. He knows everything. Oh, okay. He's up on top of it.
He'd probably have it solved if Robin wasn't...
In school all the time.
In school.
We'll find out about Robin
Oh,
later.
Sorry. Roll it.
What's your favorite word?
I guess it would be citizen.
Where's Robin?
He's doing homework tonight. You have to be a great straight-A student to maintain a Boy Wonder ranking.
On a Saturday?
Even on a Saturday.
Why are you such a slave driver, Batman?
We need good students nowadays.
I'm going to mention something, and you tell me if you think it's hot or not. Devil worship.
Not hot.
Getting punched in the throat.
Not hot, unless it's an evil criminal.
Do you have any advice for the citizens at MarsCon about staying safe tonight?
Just support your local police department.
Thank you, Batman.
I think that says it all.
Batman giving up the goods.
I believe that getting punched in the throat is somewhat hot, no matter what.
Well, as you mentioned it, didn't you ask a whole bunch of other things of him, whether or not they were hot or not? I could have swore you did.
Are you asking me or Adam?
Adam.
Oh, yes, okay.
We certainly did.
Well, let's listen.
Florida Panthers.
Not hot. Not hot.
Star Jones.
Not hot.
Khan!
Not hot.
Bones or Scotty?
Not hot.
Scott Stapp.
Hot.
Whoa! So there we have it.
Wow.
What a terrific interview. Adam, go back in your memory banks. Tell me what you remember about that interview. How are you feeling?
I remember saying, Jess, I don't know how to talk to people. Here, you do all the work.
You mean like this?
And,
I don't know how to do interviews.
Were you scared at that time? Were you thinking this guy is going to, you know, take a tool out of his utility belt and wrap me up?
Or? I wasn't scared. I knew Jess would do all the work.
And she did. So,
yeah.
I actually think Jess did a terrific job.
I don't know why Jess doesn't do that more often.
She sort of is off the radar. She wants nothing to do with us after
that. Well, you know. It's you, mostly.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. So,
I think my favorite bit is we got this clip that has lived on through every pretty much episode since.
Not hot.
Not hot.
It's there. Been. It's right there on my Y key.
Not hot.
Why? Not hot. Why the Y key?
I don't know. That's just where it ended up.
Not hot.
Very good stuff. So, let's move on to clip number two, Jared. This is something that you
is this one me too?
It's actually three.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. No, I know what you're. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
look at my script.
I know. We're all over the place. So
moving on to another era.
We did have a fascination for a time with Mr. Tom Cruise. That came out of his absolute batshit crazy appearance on Oprah Winfrey, and then I think that he was interviewed by Diane Sawyer, and he was just nuts. I mean, this was at the height of the Tom Cruise downfall, I guess. And you know, we did a fake interview with him, which I didn't actually pull the clip for that. Whatever, you know, good, bad, whatever. But Jared did actually construct a fantastic Tom Cruise song. Remember when we used to do all sorts of work for the show, Jared? And now?
No, who's got the time?
No, who's got the time?
Well, remember, it was Jared's response to me being annoyed with all the time.
Is that the history?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's what it was.
So Adam,
this was just something I came up with on my own, I think.
Okay, so Adam inspired hatred in Jared, and yes. Jared responded with a fantastic Tom Cruise song. So
yes.
Do you have it on your soundboard, Jared?
I do. I have it here.
Please.
It's ready to go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Good girl. Okay. Oh, wait, good girl.
That's what I see.
Okay. Oh, wait, good girl.
There's some fun.
Okay. Oh, wait, good girl.
It's ridiculous. Okay. It's just ridiculous.
Ooh. So we're good.
It's been lovely. I have to go.
I had a lot of clips of him laughing.
I really did. I thought it was longer than that.
No, that's all it was,
that's
Shane.
It.
That was the remix. That was,
that was Leg Lib, Shane. Well, Leg Lib.
Well, Tom Cruise, a big part of our show. And you know what else is a big part of our show?
What?
Celebrity calls.
What?
Celebrity calls are a huge part.
We're moving on already, huh?
I'm just going to stall for time right now. And then, yes.
You know, I loved that song as much as I hated all the
Shane,
sound
while we're
clips.
Waiting, we can play a voicemail from one of our Scope listeners.
Okay, please do that.
Okay, this is from, where is it on the list? It is not that one. This is from someone in Denton, Texas. We're going to play that.
Hit it.
Hold on.
I want to rock right now.
I forgot my computer's on a different input. Technical difficulties. The show is live, folks. This is live now. Here we go.
Okay, here we are.
Hey, guys. This is Sleepy John.
Sleepy John!
I love Sleepy John.
I just wanted to wish you guys a well-deserved congrats on your 100th show. You guys have been an integral part of my entertainment these few years.
Yes. Integral.
What?
And, hey, maybe in another 100 episodes, Vikings will be 13.
Oh, you had to go there.
Wow.
Anyway, congrats, and I wish you the best.
Hey, Sleepy John, how are those Cowboys and or Texans this year, huh?
How are the Texans? They're better than...
They're better than the Cowboys, better. But they started out great, and now they're not doing so well.
You know what? I love, Adam, how your girlfriend will share booze with you, but my wife will not get me a drink.
No. I'm sharing booze with her.
Oh, I see.
I got the number for our next guest. You want me to dial it up?
Yeah, let's dial him up.
Okay, here we go.
Them up. Them.
I'm sorry. Her or him?
I use him as all inclusive.
Okay.
Shim
on.
Hello?
Hey! Another Scope secret celebrity guest.
Wow. What do you know, Shane? It's star of Happy Days, Henry Winkler.
Is it Henry Winkler?
Yes, it is.
Sit on it,
all my
Ralph Mel.
Hey!
thumbs up at you.
Fonz!
I can hear it over the phone.
Fonz, what have you been up to?
Hey.
How is Ralph Mel, Fonz?
You know what I have to say about the Scope making 100 episodes?
What?
Hey!
Well, Fonz, you've been up to so much over the past 30 years. Are you buffing up your jacket, tuning up your motorbike? Yep. What? Tell us, please. Yep. Everyone wants to know.
Oh, Jesus, I'm on that show right now that I can't remember the name of.
Well, that doesn't bode well for your fans.
Running Wild.
I might be making
running
another
wild.
Appearance in Scream 4.
Scream 4. Okay. Well, didn't you die in an earlier Scream Scream movie?
I did. That's why I'm coming back.
He's coming back, Jared. People love him
and
so much.
And you know how I get to do it. It's through the power of A.
So, Henry Winkler, tell us, when did the Scope jump the shark? Sorry.
When did it what?
Jared, repeat it for
him. I got interrupted here. I have about 15 women here all pointing me in a different direction.
Wow.
Mr. Winkler.
I'm here for some thumbs up action.
Mr. Winkler.
What's that now?
Mr. Winkler, yes. when do you feel the Scope jumped the shark?
The Scope hasn't jumped the shark.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks. Afon says the Scope has not yet jumped the shark.
I think the Scope will jump the shark when it actually gets down to about a half an hour. But I mean, the longer you can keep the shows going, hey.
Hey, Fonz, my jukebox seems to be broken. Can you give it a little shove and maybe fix it?
I am on my way right now. The Fonz don't disappoint. Let me get my warmest keys.
You can just do it over the phone.
Just hit the phone, Fonz.
Now, real quick,
hit the phone, Fonz.
Help us!
Hit the phone, Fonz.
Hey, I guess the power of his voice was enough. All right. Thanks for playing along there, Fonz.
One last thing, Fonz, before we move on.
Yes, sir.
I thought you had something to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to give you guys a fun fact about the old Fonz. You know what originally we're going to replace?
What? Tell us.
No, we don't know.
Up your nose with a rubber hose, but I sold it to John Travolta for $1 million.
Wow. Can't thank you enough for all the time.
It's how we end all of them now.
Thank you, Fonz. We appreciate you being a loyal listener to The Scope, and, you know.
I think he hung up because he's not here anymore.
He's done. All right. Fonz is done. All right, Jared. So, I'm very excited about our next guest right now. We had a love affair earlier on in the Scope run with the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard.
Oh, yes.
And I think that it would be only apropos if we got Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard on the phone.
Really? We can call him?
We can call him, and hopefully...
Well, I got the number right here.
My fingers are crossed that Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard will pick up and talk to us.
Okay, I'm just going to dial him and hope for the best.
Okay, let's see what
he does have a life. I mean, he may be doing
his own soundboard stuff. Phone is dialing. This is a crapshoot. This is a crapshoot. Let's see. No answer.
First,
we may have to come back.
This is devastating, Adam.
This is fantastic. Hello?
Is this the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Is this Arnold Schwarzenegger's soundboard?
Yeah.
Do we wake you up, Mr. Soundboard?
Who is this on the phone?
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Good morning.
You do it.
Well, Mr. Schwarzenegger, this isn't exactly morning.
Well, come on, don't bullshit me.
So, Arnold, this is Shane from The Scope. I just want to let you know that we are very, very disappointed that you could not make it in studio with us tonight.
Stop whining.
Wow, you really should stop whining.
Arnold, you got to tell me, why couldn't you just take a couple minutes to get your butt down here and join us on the show?
Goddamn minivan.
Oh, it's the minivan. Well, Arnold, let me ask you this question. Do you have any idea what we're actually celebrating here tonight?
I don't play that game.
Well, it's the Scope 100th episode. It's a pretty big deal, Arnold Soundboard.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
Well, we are quite proud of ourselves, Mr. Soundboard.
So you don't know what's going on? Is that what you're telling me?
Stop whining.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, so all of our Scope listeners want to know, Arnold Schwarzenegger Soundboard, what you've been up to. You care to fill us in?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Huh?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Oh, now you tell us.
Are you sure?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I got the idiot part right.
I don't think Adam's buying into this.
Anything? You son of a bitch.
So, Arnold, I got to say, I think I speak for everyone, and this is not off a script, by the way. You sound like an idiot.
You son of a bitch.
Are we losing you, Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard?
My CPU is a neural net processor. I'm learning computer.
So I think I got to say, and I think Jared agrees with me, this interview is going nowhere, Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard. Just tell us what you got to say, and let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Just spill it.
Come on, do it.
Well, I hope you have enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Wow. Well, I had all those crackers earlier. Wow.
Arnold, are you doing okay, or...
Come on, baby.
Arnold, I'm going to let you go. We're going to play your terrific clip off of our 100th episode, or from on our 100th episode from a long time ago. I want to thank you for being on the show. Do you have anything else? Worst applause ever. Anything else to say before you go?
I have a girl that wants to talk to you.
I think that says it all. Arnold, you are a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you very much.
How's it going there?
What?
Who is this? A girl?
Maria Shriver, soundboard.
Yep. Arnold and I have been getting it on, and I...
Wow.
Molly, now ruining comedy.
Who is this? Is this Molly?
I thought I should tell you that Arnold is wonderful.
What are you doing with Arnold?
That's, you know, this might save us some trouble later in the show, Shane.
Molly, we have a special announcement. We're going to call you later on, but we're going to break it right now. This is breaking news.
Where is it? Hold on.
Breaking news? Hold
on. Breaking news.
What is it?
We have decided that the Scope World Series of Pop Culture will return in April, and you are going to come back?
Yes, of course. My team will be there to win. Again?
Have you been talking to your team? Are you prepping?
My team is all set. We're sending the challenge out to anyone who wants to participate, your listeners or whoever, that they can come and try and win, but they'll fail because we're going to kick their asses.
What have you been doing? Some studying? Is there anything, any things that you felt you were weak in that you are now strong in?
TMZ flashcards. At Prince now, just so you know.
You've worked a lot on Prince.
All pussy control.
I learned about Prince. The last time, I think that I was a bit of a novice on the subject, but I might be able to handle myself this year.
Well, you know, we don't repeat categories. Sorry.
Okay.
We will have a Morris Day in the Time category, though, just for you.
Sounds fair. And Lisa and
Cult
Jam. You
know that my grandma went to the same school that they shot Kindergarten Cop at?
Really? Don't bullshit me, baby.
And she lived by where the Goonies... She lived by where the Goonies lived.
What?
Stop whining.
That's Arnold. He's back.
Arnold is, doesn't like that my grandma went to the school where he worked as a kindergarten teacher.
Stop it.
Put Arnold on that phone. I'm going to talk to this guy for a second. What? Arnold, are you back on the phone?
Arnold, you know what? Hold on. He was just going to the bathroom. Let me check on him.
I don't believe that.
Good morning.
Arnold, it's not morning. We keep telling you.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. We're doing a show right now. How about you?
Yeah.
This is not helping me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Arnold, put Molly back on the phone. This is sickening.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yes.
That's nice.
Did you know that Arnold actually cost me $750 at work?
No. Why is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Arnold just arrested someone out here.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's someone crossing the sidewalk, and I think he thought he really was a cop, so he went and just arrested
100th
him
episode of the Scope!
Wow! Thanks for calling. Can't thank you enough for all your time, Molly.
Alright,
so...
Let Arnold say goodbye.
Okay. It's working very well. Go off script and...
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Arnold. Thank you for showing up. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. And they're gone. So let's play the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard clip that came probably about 2 years ago or so. It was an...
Was it that long? It was episode 83, so...
Well, it could have been 2 years the rate we were going. So maybe a year ago or so. Jared, this was all on the fly for anyone who wants to know. Very, very exciting stuff. Jared, spin the clip.
Of course
you wouldn't.
I think
it's a talkie.
I picked Kindergarten Cop, which is kind of a random one, but
just random.
If you look at the cultural impact of this movie, it's actually relatively substantial, sure. Which is scary.
I'm Tom Kimble.
Yes.
There we go.
So you can play those throughout this if you want. So I sent.
It's Tom Kimble.
So here's the sound. One of the soundboards. Anyone that listens to Stern has heard the crank calls.
I don't play that game.
It's hard to know which ones are just Kindergarten Cop and which ones are totally
It doesn't
cop.
Matter.
All right. So just some facts about everyone.
You.
Everyone remembers the movie, I would assume.
Fuck you.
I've never seen it, by the way.
Really?
Never seen it.
Okay.
Seen
you asshole.
Sorry, Arnold. I just didn't get to it.
So Mandy and I started.
Arnold's our fourth guest.
I agree with you.
We started watching it. It's not on Netflix On Demand, which are instant.
Jared, so loving it.
That's why you need sound effects all the time.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Our audience is on their phones.
Wow.
The whole freaking audience
That's
is on the phone.
Two.
Except for Ann and Gary. Thank you.
Jared, angry.
What?
I'm going to go on my phone.
It was on my lap.
Mine was on my lap, too.
I see a lot of people looking down, not even enjoying the show. Sorry, it's so boring.
Spin it, Jared.
All right.
Thank you.
See?
Yeah.
Arnold, do you like this movie?
Affirmative.
Okay, very good.
Sweet.
Is it one of your best?
No problemo.
Oh, okay.
Hey, no more questions directed towards Arnold unless I say so. Okay, so it made $91 million.
No deal.
Which... I was thinking, I was like, 1990 bucks. Like, how much is that today? I was like, it's probably $500 million. No, it's $148 million.
Oh.
So, not. I mean, it's still more, but that was the number 10 movie of the year.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
So, on Wikipedia has the plot, and as you read it, it sounds like two completely different movies. So,
yes,
I want to read this
Go
to
ahead
you.
And read this.
All right. The taciturn, stubborn, autocratic, violent police detective John
wow.
Kimble has pursued drug dealer Cullen Crisp for years. He finally arrests... By the way, terrible cop if it took him
I'm
years,
John
right?
Kimble.
He finally arrests Crisp for the murder of an informant who has brought news of his estranged wife's whereabouts, but is unable to convict him due to the refusal of a witness, a girl drug addict named Cindy.
Sounds like,
Stop whining. Sounds like a very
serious
yes,
movie.
Yes, to identify the killer.
Red Heat?
After Kimble psychologically humbles Cindy.
What?
Crisp, stop whining.
Crisp is identified in a police lineup. Kimble, accompanied by Detective Tyson. Detective Phoebe O'Hara, is then ordered to go undercover in Astoria, Oregon, to find Crisp's ex-wife, Rachel, and their son.
You just read, like, the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Wait, now.
After that, then it becomes... now you should play the actual clip.
It's a fun caper.
I'm Tom Kimble.
You got the clip now?
Sure.
Play the clip.
There is no bathroom!
What?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
This is just going to be clips of Arnold... who psychologically humbled this witness. He can't stand teaching these kindergartners. By the way, he teaches kindergarten, in case you didn't get that from the title.
This is insane.
How many of you were born in Astoria?
Is that it?
There's like a...
We still got like 20 seconds.
Wow, great clip.
You don't have to play the whole thing.
Sorry, I'm enjoying myself.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Stop it! There is no bathroom!
There is no bathroom.
Stop it!
How much about
it? Dick! A little grab ass going on there. Wow.
So awesome. This is actually the movie that the Wachowski brothers, they got the idea for The Matrix from this.
Stop shouting!
It started
I'm
as There Is No Bathroom and then transitioned to There Is No Spoon. But you can see where it happened.
Wow.
I had to go a long way to get that one.
Wow. Leno writing your jokes? What's going on? Fuck. Did you hear about that?
Schwarzenegger was paid $12 million for his role.
Affirmative.
Is that enough, Arnold?
Who are you?
I'm the host of The Scope Show.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good for you.
Shane, you should probably go see it.
It's enough.
Okay. It's enough, he says. He's tired of you talking about it.
Oh,
wow, Jared.
God, that was 4
have
minutes.
Have you since seen it?
I have still never seen that movie. So, let's segue into what could be my favorite moment of The Scope Show ever.
What? Really?
I just think that this is totally out of the blue. We were doing I think it was the year 1990 in review. Jared picked the movie Pump Up the Volume as his...
You almost said Pump Up the Jam. Or Pump It Up.
Pump Up the Volume as... I don't know if it was like the most influential movie or movie you really liked of the year.
Yeah.
But you pick that movie and then we sort of do a little talk up and then we play a clip of the movie itself. Why don't you play the clip that I pulled and hopefully the crowd will love what you did as much as I did.
This first clip is from early in the film, and Hard Harry, as he's known.
Or Happy Harry Hard On. Embarrassing to have the same nickname
as him, Adam. He's reading letters and responding to them on his show. Here we go.
Play it.
Starting to get a lot of letters here, guys. Weird. Dear Hard Harry.
What, is he on the moon?
Background music.
Oh, I show that I really love.
Hey, he uses a harmonizer disguised as voice.
Like, I don't know anything there about no these music, letters asking for space. Love advice. I mean, if I knew anything about love, I would be out there making it instead of sitting in here talking to you guys. Dear Harry, I think you're boring and obnoxious and have a high opinion of yourself. Of course, some of you are probably thinking I sent this one to myself.
I think school is okay if you just look at it right.
I mean, I like your music, but I really just don't see why you can't be cheerful for one second.
I'll tell you since you asked. I just
arrived in this stupid suburb. I have no friends.
No money. No car.
No license. And even if I did have a license, all I could do is drive out to some stupid mall. Maybe if I'm lucky, play some fucking video games, smoke a joint, and get stupid.
Stop whining.
Our themes have been used up and turned into theme parks. So I don't really find it exactly cheerful to be living in the middle of a totally, like, exhausted decade where there's nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to. Oh. That was deep.
Hey, that's all we had to do.
So there we go. It was like a small moment in time.
Stop whining!
Which I have to say, you were right on top of things. Now, let me ask you a question.
Well, I knew the clip, and I knew,
Did you plan that out ahead of time? Tell the truth.
I didn't know I was going to do the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard during the show. That was just kind of happened. Now, once I played the clip, and because I knew what was in it, obviously, I thought, okay, this is where I'm going to put this.
And I think Adam...
So, 2 minutes ahead of time, I planned it, sure. Wow.
Adam laughed genuinely right now. That warmed my heart when I saw that.
Yep.
Because you don't...
I like that.
There's very little genuine about you.
Right. I like that Jared did that on his own movie pick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. A big part of our show.
Yeah.
One other thing that we planned fairly early into the run was an April Fool's episode. I think that we originally talked about maybe doing this every year. It's 8 o'clock, by the way, Adam, not 9 o'clock. He's panicked.
You got to get out of here soon.
So we had this great idea. We're going to pull off this prank for the three people that listen to the show. And what we sort of set it up a few episodes ahead of time where maybe Jared, Adam, and myself, we were having a little bit of problems on the show. We weren't getting along.
Yep.
And things weren't working out. So,
and this took place right at our like the beginning of year two, so...
Yes. So what we ended up doing was creating a whole new introduction with three new hosts for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we let them actually do the entire episode. So it was really great for me because I don't have to do anything. I think
before you go on, I want to point out that I wasn't here for this episode, yeah. And I never
was that the first of many.
Yeah, but I've never listened to this.
Okay,
so,
well,
wow. I think this
I still had to do a lot of work because I had to engineer. Everything.
Yeah, you had
to couldn't engineer their own show.
Yes, exactly. So why don't you play the introduction to the April Fool's episode of The Scope?
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with a deep appreciation for plaid. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
We get to know your Scope host for the first time. We find out if Modest Mouse is more than meek and Earl needs reconstructive surgery after his childhood sodomized repeatedly.
And now, here are your hosts, John... Earl and Al.
Ah, the old music cues.
Yeah, the good old days.
Welcome, Scope Faithful, episode 26 here. My name is Al. 26.
Wow.
The big 2-6.
2-6.
Big 2-6. My name is Al. I'll be taking you today through your journey through Scope Land. And any of you guys familiar with me from last week, we know I'm not bringing the funny, so the higher-ups have ordered me. I know.
Nothing wrong with a couple of sidekicks.
Nothing wrong. The higher-ups told me to bring the funny. So let's go introduce the rest of our panel today. Sit next to me. Some of you may know him as American Earl. Some of you may know him as Sparkle.
Remember that?
Yeah. And I know him as the only person ever to invite me into playing the board game Assassin on Christmas Day. On
right.
Christmas Day. It is the one and the only, the most reputable member of our panel, Mr. Earl.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So sparkly. Hey. I love it.
Sparkly fresh today.
Sparkly. I feel sparkly fresh and I'm ready to go. You hear that? That just came out of my nose. Yeah.
Just like those Pringles. Just like those Pringles.
Pringles are good. Here, check it out.
Yeah, Earl's sitting here with Pringles and a bag of beef jerky right
bison,
in front of him.
Bison, man. Bison.
Bison jerky.
And that other voice you hear coming from the corner of the room, it is the man.
By himself.
By yourself, running the buttons, making this show sound extra special, is the one, the only, our good friend John.
Yay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's going to be tight, y'all.
Exactly.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow. And we didn't continue that. What a shocker. Hey, Earl, get into your... Earl's on mic right now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Why don't you share with us your memories?
I didn't take out the sparkles just for Earl.
First of all, why do we call you Sparkles? Does anyone remember that?
I don't
that?
Even remember
that
anymore.
Gary, do you remember that? Get up to the mic, Gary.
Gary, give up with that
get
one.
Get up to the mic.
Gary,
another one of our audience members. Gary, why do we call him Sparkles? Why did you call
him
Sparkles?
These mics are really low.
Look at you. He's like a giant.
Go ahead and tell
them. I'm not a giant. No, we were doing one of your movie reviews, I think, and just happened where I started calling Earl Sparkles.
When Gary and I lock eyes, magic happens.
It's very, very exciting. So yeah, we did this April Fool's. Do you have any?
Tilt that mic back down.
Do you have any recollections of the April Fool's episode,
Nikki?
I remember in the comment section, everybody said, "Thank God,
thank God,
like keep this group,
because these other guys are hacks."
That was all me because I didn't want to have to do the show anymore.
Adam sabotaging his own show.
Honest to God, I had almost forgotten about that till you played it. I'm like, oh my God, I remember that. That was a great time.
It's like a blast from the past.
A blast from the past.
I think we set that up. I feel months in advance.
I feel like I just inhaled some fresh, downy, cleaned blankets. And went,
ah. Well, we couldn't be happier to have you on that episode. And, you know, while we have Earl on the show, and Gary, why don't you step up to the mic, because this will tie you into it. I want to talk about some of our more controversial shows, Jared and Adam. And they revolve around, I will call this the Transformers saga.
Oh, my.
Which I got proven right in the end.
Oh, and just let me set the story up. So, Sparkles, calm down. So if people remember, Michael Bay did this movie, and it was called Transformers, and it was based off of some crappy cartoon in the early 80s.
Nobody cares about.
About cars transforming into robots. But
no stick, Shane. Talk serious.
But. Earl, you were very, very upset about this movie years before it came out.
Years.
Years.
Yeah, even before Transformers came on TV, I said, one day this is going to happen. I'm just gonna
one day this hack director
that
is going to come
That was my first out. Words ever. Ask my
Let's get your mom on the phone and verify that.
You want to?
So let's talk about that. Do you remember the lead up to
Hello,
Transformers?
Mrs. Lucas? Yes. Yes, we want to talk to you about your son, Earl.
I think we probably started debating this movie... With the first trailer, which, you know, maybe came out a year before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You remember that, Gary, where...
It was a year of listening to Earl say
Earl
how
was angry
was
about Transformers for a year. And now we're not going to shit on Earl the whole time because...
No, because you know what?
At the end of the day, he was right.
I took one look at it and said, this is crap. And you guys were like, we have to give it a chance and see what it's really about.
Now, which
and
one is that? $50
later,
is
you're
that,
like, that was shit.
Was that Jared?
Are you glad you stood
myself,
up, Gary?
That imitation.
What, I don't know.
What or was that, or was
that
James?
That was a collective.
Was that James Van Der Beek?
Well, due to my hearing problem, that's what everybody sounds like.
Jimmy, I understand. You know, I understand.
I'm kidding.
So, Gary, looking back at the Transformers, was it as bad as Earl said?
Well, the thing is, Earl actually started complaining about it before the trailer even came out.
Wow. Sparkles under
and
the
I
bus.
Think, and I think that's where everybody was just saying, Earl, you need to settle down. And then... As more things came out, we were like, well, Earl's tending to be more right, but he's getting higher and higher with the sparkliness, so...
I had...
But I would agree. Earl was right. The movie was horseshit.
Can we say that, Jared? Earl was right.
I've not seen it since that day, so...
Adam, was Earl right?
There's a first time for everything,
Earl's,
Holly.
Earl's first opinion was, yes, proved correct, but my whole point the entire time was there's really no sense in getting this angry...
you guys built up
Transformers
the anger
when you know, like things like Guantanamo exist.
So why are we even doing this? Because Guantanamo's still open. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Jared, pot him down.
All right, listen to that. No, I will say, going back to that, I remember we all saw the show and the movie that morning. I didn't
Gary,
pay for it.
I'm going to take a seat.
But my favorite memory, and I hope it doesn't come off like I'm picking on Jared, because I think that's great. Jared's like, it wasn't that bad. And then we all went around and reviewed, and he goes, you know what? I'm taking my review back. That movie was crap. I love that.
Earl, I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not saying you're right or wrong, because you know me. I would never admit that. But that movie was terrible, and furthermore, the second one was even worse.
Wait, but we can all agree the best performance by far, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, right?
Bernie Mac,
R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
You know what? I'll even
Chris Carter to the sky, baby, right here. I'm pointing to the sky like Chris Carter.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Man, I wasn't the man that was. What?
Hey, guess what, Jared?
Yeah. Yes.
We've got a celebrity on the phone.
Wait, before we dial up, though, we have a couple another voicemail to play.
Oh, send a voicemail.
This is from our friend in New Jersey. Here we go.
Friend in New Jersey. Snooki.
Hello, Scoop. Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Exciting.
Sleepy John.
And this is Michael from New Jersey.
Oh, Michael.
And thank you for introducing us, the listeners, to the wonderful thing that is Adam.
Ah, yes.
And Nort Nort is the best nickname ever.
It is. Norton.
So, great 100 episodes, have 100 more, and I'll be listening.
100 more episodes,
you know,
Jared.
What? I get the impression that Michael somehow is kidnapped, and he managed to sneak a cell phone away for a couple seconds, but he's being very hushed because he does not want his captors to know that he's dialing out.
Is there a secret code in that message, Adam?
I think there might be. Like we need to unravel the code to save Michael. Michael has been abducted. We must save him.
Before we do that, let's get our celebrity on the phone.
Of course.
I'm very excited about
this. We're going to unravel it after the call.
The show comes first.
Episode 100, very important.
Who are we calling? Any ideas?
You'll hear.
Hello.
Hey, we got another guest on the phone.
Are you kidding me?
Celebrity guest.
Who is it?
Just do a little talking, celebrity guest, and then we're going to tell everyone who it is.
All right. Oh, it's the Scope Show. That's right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we had to set up ahead of time.
How's all the fans out in the Scope Show land doing today?
Okay, so I know who this is right away. Applause. Okay, I want to say thank you for taking time off of your MSNBC show, Rachel Maddow, for coming on the show.
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel, please.
Wow.
Rachel.
I absolutely love the Scope Show.
Your voice is as beautiful on the phone as it is on the television show.
Well, thank you, but, you know, I don't like people like you, if you know what I mean.
People like me? What are you saying?
Rachel, is there anything you'd like to debunk on the phone here while you're on the show with us? Anything you'd like to expose as false?
Well, as false?
Or true.
Yeah.
However, do you have a burning matter you want to discuss?
I wish Jared had the crickets button right now.
I'm hoping to make I'm a little mad that George Bush will be president next year.
George.
And I vowed to use my show to stop it.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know. Hey, Rachel, I hear you're having a fondue party right now. It's very, very exciting. So could you put the other special celebrity guest on the phone for me, please?
How did you know he was here?
I know.
Here. All right, pass the phone. Here we go.
Pass the phone over to him.
I want to talk to you on the phone. Hello?
Oh, my God, Adam, it's Bill O'Reilly.
What?
Bill O'Reilly's hanging up with Rachel Maddow.
I knew it.
So,
oh, my God, you caught me.
So, Bill, are you having a savory or a sweet fondue party?
Savory.
So,
Papa Bear always goes savory.
Chunks of meat and delicious melted cheese.
And, we got the white chocolate.
White chocolate does not fit in with the savory, but hey, whatever, brother.
It has bacon bits in it, though.
Hey,
it'll work for Chris Farley. It'll work for everyone.
So, Bill, thank you for being on the show. Please, you know, all of our listeners, big fans of you, why don't you send them a message from Bill O'Reilly to the Scope fans?
If you're going to do it live!
There we go. Bill O'Reilly, thank you. Bill, why don't you tongue kiss Rachel Maddow? No applause.
Right now.
All right, thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Rachel Maddow. Very, very exciting.
Wow, that was exciting. How did you arrange that?
I've got plenty of special guests. Don't you worry about it.
My thought, sex tape's going to come from that that party right
very
there.
Very good. And sex Earl's tape. Back. Earl, how was the bathroom trip?
Oh, it was great. Jared, you're going to have to tell me what toilet paper you used, and that was softest I've ever felt.
Wow, that is triple ply quilted northern.
So, Jared, before the Bill O'Reilly call, we listened to the Scope April Fools
clip. Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. It was
Bill
O'Reilly.
He was on the phone. And he was at with Rachel Maddow. They're having a fondue party.
Ooh.
And one, Jared, one of the special featured people that really make the Scope show happens is our own announcer, Tony Partington.
Indeed.
He anchored the April Fool's show. He anchors every single episode that we do front and back.
He's there through the whole thing, Shane.
Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah.
And let's talk to Tony Partington.
All right, we're going to dial him up. Here we go.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Tony Partington.
What does that mean? Tony Partington, please answer the phone.
It's the Scope.
It's the Scope.
I was gonna say, it now saves weird. This phone number as what you just said.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is the Scope, so it's good.
You better not be sleeping.
Phone.
Please, Tony, answer the phone.
You didn't plan it.
No, we planned it out.
He's gonna answer it in very Tony Partington sort of way.
Uh-oh, that sounds like voicemail, Jared.
It does. At least we'll be able to hear his voicemail message. That'll be good.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, this is Tony Partington. I'm sorry I can't take your call
Who's
right
this?
Now, but if you wait for the tone, leave your name, number, and a brief message. I'll get back
Fuck
to you as
Tony
soon as
Partington.
I can.
What
number are you leaving?
Tony Partington, this is The Scope, episode 100, recording... We're going to call you back after we play the clip, so be ready for it.
Yes.
Hang up, Jared. Okay, so the clip that we pulled from Tony Partington is another one of my big favorites. It's from the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. What I decided to do this is the second iteration of the show, is I wanted to write some of the craziest things possible for the introduction of the teams for Tony to read, and I pretty much made him read it blind. And I wanted to see how he handled a lot of the nerd speak.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was Tony wearing a button-down shirt during this? And was he not wearing an undershirt?
Why are you asking this, Adam?
That's the Tony Partington look.
We love that. So, yes, I would say yes to both. No undershirt and a button-down shirt as well. So, Jared.
And no slacks.
Please play the team introduction.
Yes.
As read by Sir Tony Partington. I'm knighting him.
Okay.
This is World Series of Pop Culture. I don't know if we have a year. Probably
2007.
Yeah, wow, we haven't done it in that long, huh?
Oh, this is the second edition, too.
Okay, so play this. Earl, listen to this. This is a good one.
Here we go.
From a subterranean studio in suburban Minneapolis, it's The Scope World Series of Pop Culture. This week, two teams face off in the internet's fiercest trivia competition. At stake, a place in the finals and one step closer to ultimate victory. Let's meet the host of tonight's festivities, the Quizmaster General himself, Shane!
Thank you very much, Tony. This is indeed the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. It's a competition to find out how much people know about trivia that matters to all the people here at the Scope. I know you're all dying to find out how the game is played, but first, let's meet the two teams playing tonight. Tony.
Our first team, the Power Converters, it isn't headed to Tushy Station to pick up some crap from Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, but they can plan on converting their competitors into pop culture losers. The Power Converters may be new at the Scope World Series of Pop Culture, but that doesn't mean they won't have proper wattage to dole out some serious damage. Competing against the Power Converters is Zack Attack. Channeling the power of Slater, Principal Belding, and Showgirls, it's Team Zack Attack. They may love the show that inspired such hits as Hannah Montana and The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, but they're here to prove they have the skills and ability to take the Scope World Series of Pop Culture Championship title. Back to you, Shane.
Thank you very much, Tony. It was a terrific read. We got an incoming call. Jared, answer the phone.
Hello, this is The Scope.
I'm so very, very glad to get you. I'm terribly sorry I lost you the first go round. We're at about 35,000 feet.
Tony Partington, are you traveling the world as a spy? Is that what you're telling us? Are you on a secret mission?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Tony, we just played one of your fantastic read-throughs of the 2007 episode of the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. You're speaking to Shane, of course. Do you have a favorite Scope memory as you look back? that would be a no.
It's so very hard. You know, there's so many. how do you choose from perfection?
You don't.
You know, it's like choosing Da Vinci over Rembrandt. You know, it's hard.
We interviewed you very, once. Very we can hard. Go with the interview of you, Tony Partington.
Yes, that's Adam speaking. Tony, this is Shane. You know, we've talked many times on the phone. You are the, I've said this before, you're the anchor of our show. You start it, you finish it, and we are very honored to have your voice take us through what is our daily, our bi-weekly journey every 2 hours for our fans. So we appreciate what you do, and we cannot wait to have you back on the show and get you in the studio recording your voice for many, many episodes to come.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry about the connection. You know, my wife and I are jetting from Venice. We're on our way to Valencia. I was in the mood for some oranges, and I love the oranges there. So, you know, we don't have a Learjet. I'm like Elvis. I like the bigger jets. You know, so we have a 707. It's an old 707. It goes a little slow.
That's like what Travolta flies.
Okay.
Is John Travolta your captain?
As a matter of fact, it is, yes.
Wow. Yes. That's amazing. There's only one guy on the scope that will actually fly to a different continent to get oranges, and it's Sir Tony Partington.
Well, at least I'm going to get some, you know, healthy as opposed to peanut butter and banana sandwiches, you know.
There we go. Well, Tony, we just played your clip from the Scope World Series of Pop Culture. Thank you for calling us back. Jared, anything to add? I mean, I'm just stunned that Tony...
No, I just said Tony's a legend. He's the voice of the show, and we still have...
The only thing I can add is this...
Wow, he's choking up.
...in the making. You are part of history in the making. this would not be the 100th show if this was not... going down in the anals.
What?
Hey now, that's the pronunciation.
Earl just perked up when you said that.
Oh my!
He also likes to be choked.
Tony, we're going to let you get back to your vacation, looking for oranges, citrus fruits. I know you're a huge connoisseur. Thank you very much for calling us back. We will talk to you soon. I promise you that. I have no more to say. Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you all, and take care.
God bless America. Thank you, Tony.
Bye. that too. Bye.
Thank you very much. Tony Partington. He is a hero to many, legend to all. Adam.
Yes.
Good times.
Adam, drunk scale, 1 to 10, go.
2.5.
Jared.
Yeah, 1.
6.
I haven't stood up recently, though.
Carrie, go ahead. Stand up to the mic. This is my beautiful wife.
She's wearing
what color is her boots, Earl? If you had to judge that,
is her boots? Yeah, what color is her boots?
Is them boots?
See colors.
Xena brown.
No, Adam is blind. Colorblind.
and normal blind.
Are you taking pictures, honey?
They're cranberry colored.
Cranberry.
Yeah, I took some pictures.
Okay. Show so far, scale of 1 to 10, 6 being great, 4 being terrible, 1 being the best you've ever heard.
I'll go with 3.
3. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it works very well. Sit down.
I love you too.
Sit down.
You riff off each other so well.
Yep.
I made a drink for you when you didn't even drink it.
Did you make this?
Part of it is Dave.
I thought you said Mandy made it for me.
Did you see Dave?
I put a special ingredient in it for you, Shane.
Dave is here.
See Dave's outfit?
I do. Oh, Dave, I can't wait for you to see Rock Band because I've got an outfit very similar to that for you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So Jared is drinking up. He's re-drinked. My beautiful wife's on the phone.
What?
On the phone, on the mic.
I think
Dave,
he's
what
drunk.
Did you put in this drink?
You're having sex with me.
Apollo Hawthorne is here.
Apollo Hawthorne in the house.
Oh, hey, we can check into this place, can't we?
We can check into this place.
What?
Carrie?
Here, no.
Thank yes, you can. The Scope Studio, yes.
Who
you
put
can.
That on there?
I will be the mayor very soon.
Sweet.
So kiss it.
Thank you, Carrie. You can sit down now.
Jared is the mayor of my house.
Shane, what's up next?
So we've got another frequent contributor to the show. His name is John Norton.
Oh.
We were introduced to John. He got in contact with us to be on the trivia podcast challenge. Jared, you tell me what it is. Jared is on the phone right
what?
Now.
No, I'm trying to become the mayor of this place.
Podcast trivia challenge?
Yes.
It was a trivia contest.
Yes, where Mr. John Norton had a show called Metro Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and apparently the story goes back when Facebook, MySpace was still relevant. I went around to benefit the scope and tried to friend a bunch of different podcasts and stuff like that. Try to build a network, try to get people to listen to us, blah, blah, blah.
When you cared about the show.
Back when people cared about MySpace. And one of those happened to be MetroBuzz, and that's how he heard of us. And he invited us, our lowly little show, to participate in the Podcast Trivia Challenge.
And didn't Adam do great on the Podcast Trivia Challenge?
Huh? He sure did.
He was busy that weekend. Busy.
How'd you guys do?
We won. We won. Domination.
I didn't want to bring you down.
So, John has been on the show many times. We've been on his show many times. I would say we've built a podcast friendship. Would you not agree with that, Jared? A podcast friendship.
Sorry, I'm reading the one tip for the Scope Studio on Foursquare, and it says, Adam is the best of the hosts. That's
amazing. I doubt it. Jared?
You know what? I've done this. I've done Adam, apparently.
Okay. So,
running to Foursquare.
Wow. Jared?
I just, you know, it's Foursquare, whatever. I'm going to undo it.
Facebook says Foursquare is over.
Why don't we dial up Sir John Norton. Get him on the phone. Let's talk about him.
Let's
get him on.
You want to play the clip first?
Let's get him on the phone, and then he can
listen
to it.
We're dialing.
Let's see if John answers. Two ringy. Three ringy.
I like the sound that...
Hello?
Hello, is this John Norton?
Is this Shane? Stop making nicknames up for me, Paul Shane?
It is, John. Thank you very much. You know, we've got a packed house in here. People loving that you're on the show. We are talking about John Norton and the Scope, the connection that we have. What say you, sir?
It's deep. It's like the Merovingian bloodline. It really is.
I don't even know what that means. Jared, why are you laughing so loud?
Just because he came up with it so quickly.
This guy is fast.
He is.
There are a lot of syllables in it. I like that.
So, John, this is kind of interesting.
Who do we have in the house? I got to know who's there.
Okay, so we've got Jared, we've got myself, we've got Earl, and then the other guy on the mic is a guy, he's a third host of the show who never seems to be on when you're on. It's Adam. Adam, say hi to John.
Hi, John.
I'm sorry, who?
Exactly. That's what I say. Every time this guy comes, he knocks on the door and we record the show. We just let him down. He starts talking. We've got our wives. We've got our girlfriends. We've got big fans of the show that we're all sitting around.
Concubines.
The poor girls that are chained in the back that Jared never lets go because it is the Scope Subterranean Studios.
Yes.
They would talk. Let's be honest.
He has them gag.
I can never let them go.
Okay. So, John, we were just talking about how you came about... learning about the Scope and then inviting us on to the trivia podcast.
When a man loves a woman.
So, John, tell us from your perspective how you learned about the Scope and how you got us on your show and then how the friendship blossomed.
Yeah, it was an interesting start. I think we can probably all agree on that. If memory serves, just
like
a random
Chef.
Day, and I get this email alert. And says, I have a new friend request on MySpace, which, for all you kids out there, used to be a social networking site. I don't really know what's happening to it nowadays.
I keep getting requests saying people want to be my friend now. Recently, it's a resurgence. I don't know what it is. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, but so it says, you know, the Scope wants to be friends. And I was like, okay, so don't really know what this is. So, you know, I click on the friend request, and I go to your guys' page, and... I think the reason that I got friended was because I was on Jay and Jack's, like, top 16 friends or whatever on MySpace, and I think, you know, Jared, I'm assuming, who was in charge of it, just kind of friended everyone. So I hadn't heard of you guys, and luckily, though, you guys had the player.
Nobody's heard of us.
Slut.
Hello?
Can't thank you enough for your time.
Yeah.
Continue, please.
And luckily you guys had the player on your page that just started playing, and all of a sudden I hear the Scope is filmed before a live studio audience, and, you know, canned applause, and you guys start your show. And I just sort of left it playing, and I enjoyed it, but I realized at the time that, you know, I think just something, maybe looking at the dates or whatever, that you guys didn't do a weekly show, which was different, because most of the podcasts just at the time, which weren't very many that I listened to, they all do a weekly show. So I sort of every now and then just came back to your page on MySpace and just checked in with you, and then eventually subscribed on iTunes. And I just really enjoyed listening to the show. I think you were doing the World Series Pop Culture at the time or something like that. And I just always remember I had fun listening to you guys and kind of kept that in mind for something that was to come shortly down the road thereafter.
And then you got in contact with us maybe shortly after that to be on your show at the time, which was MetroBuzz.
Yeah, I had the idea to do the podcast trivia challenge, which was to, you know, we always loved doing games. I always loved doing games, hosting games, stuff like that. And I was like, you know, we always did trivia. And I was like, you know, I don't think this has ever been done before, to actually just bring a lot of different podcasts, some of them trivia podcasts, some of them just, you know, ones about TV shows like Lost, stuff like that, or other podcasts about kind of anything that we were friends with. And I thought, you know, let's bring them all together and have like a bracketed tournament and see, you know, who comes out on top. That would be a fun bit to do. I thought the fans would really like it. And I was like, you know, well, hey, I know these guys do trivia because I heard World Series of Pop Culture. They put on a really professional show. And in all honesty, that was the first thing that really stuck out at me, was just how clean and professional your show sounded. And that really, you know, was a big selling point for me. So I was like, you know what?
Thanks, John. I take all the credit for that.
Jared takes all the credit.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a bitch.
I think Molly takes all the credit.
I didn't even hold up the sign for that.
So, John, we...
Wait. John, can you say tournament again?
Tournament.
Nice.
Shane, say the same word.
Tournament.
Yeah.
That's right. I gotta side with Norton on this one.
I like Norton.
East Coast, best Coast.
He has got the right pronunciation on that.
Continue, Mr. Norton.
So, I emailed you guys. And so it was like, hey, you know, I'm John. I do the show. I had this idea for this, you know, whatever. Let me know if you're interested. And we're actually going to go off to Comic-Con like a week later. So I wasn't able to hear your guys' show or anything like that until I got back. And then I did eventually hear back from you guys, and it was nothing but, yeah, that sounds cool. And I was like, oh, this should be interesting. I wonder if they'll maybe mention this on their next episode. Well, they did.
Of course we do. What else do we have to talk about? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is the first of many indicators that I should have picked up on, that maybe this wasn't the best idea. Because the first thing that you guys, if you remember this or not, actually talked about was, in my email signature, I have a link to my personal website, and I'm assuming at some point either Shane or Jared went on my website, looked at my resume, because the first thing you guys ever talked about was my height and weight and discussing it on the show.
I don't remember this. I'm sure it was Shane who looked it up, though.
Of course.
Wait, just so I can confirm, you're saying your height and weight are included on your resume?
Well, it's an acting resume.
Yeah, of course.
That makes sense.
Wow, way to derail the interview, Adam.
I was curious.
There's a reason why we keep you away from
John.
Well,
Mandy does professional resume reviewing, and I was going to ask her if that was a normal thing.
Mandy, you and I have to talk resumes.
Yep, I can
spice it up. So, John, let's cut to the chase. Let's cut to the chase right now.
And for the record,
Sorry, our crowd is... Go ahead, sir.
For the record, I should say that, I think it said 5'11", 120 pounds, because I'm a thin guy, and I think Jared...
Stop. Are you really 5'11", 120 pounds?
Yeah, 120, 125.
Wow.
I could carry that guy.
Earl could carry you.
Yeah, well, and you guys have a similar reaction, which I think Jared's exact comment was, oh, so it's perfect for he's being on the internet because he just slides through the series of tubes.
Wow, go me in the jokes. Wow.
Jared made a funny
retroactive rim shot.
So John, I'm gonna get to the clip here. So the clip that I pulled wasn't from a MetroBuzz episode, it was actually one of the craziest voicemails you've ever left, probably to anyone, but definitely the craziest voicemail we've ever had on the show. I don't even know what started it. Jared, do you remember what this is all about?
I think there were some tweets or something that went out that inspired this.
Yeah, it's a Twitter conversation. Yeah.
Twitter. What a novel
Twitter
thing.
Which wasn't even a thing when we started this show four and a half years ago.
It didn't even exist.
I know. How far we've come, Shane. 100 episodes. Who'd have thunk it?
So, John, we're going to play this voicemail that you left us. You need no reminder, but we'll let you listen to it, and then we'll comment on it after we come back. Hit it, Jared.
Sounds good.
All right. So we've got a voicemail. It is from someone who we've been on his program many times. It's John from MetroBuzz, which MetroBuzz, strangely, on a sort of an odd long hiatus. I wonder what's up with that. John sent in a voicemail responding to something, Jared.
It was he kind of gets into it in the call. But,
he clarifies.
But it was a Twitter thing where I said that you and I were on a mandate to go see The Watchmen. Uh-oh. And he responded something about having to write his fanfic, and I said, make sure Shane is wearing a nice scarf from Barney's. And I think that inspired him to compose something.
John, we're putting you out there right now, so this better be good or it's going to be trouble. Okay, so play the voicemail, because we love voicemails, Jared.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Hey, Scope guys. That's us. John Norton calling. You know, Jared posted a Twitter update about he and Shane's completely hetero mandate to go see Watchmen. And I made the joke to him that, you know, I was going to start writing my Flash
wink
fanfic based on that. And you know what? In the words of Tobias Funke, I thought, coulda, shoulda, woulda. So I thought if you guys would indulge me a little bit, I'm going to give you a little excerpt of the first ever Scope / fanfic.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
He's preparing.
It was a cold Minnesota night as Jared and Shane left the theater alongside the 100 or so other people who just moments ago had all been glued to their seats for a showing of Watchmen. Maybe we've been wrong about the whole global warming thing, said Shane as he wrapped his new scarf from Barney's around his neck.
Yeah,
I knew you really voted for McCain, Jared joked as they head toward the parking lot. They shared a good laugh.
Like now,
Jared. Two friends shared many laughs in their years of knowing one another, but underneath the laughter, Jared couldn't help but wonder if he felt something more for his internet radio partner.
I feel like Carrie now. Oh, this is kind of cool.
Shane was thinking the same thing.
You have a comment?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm getting a little creeped out. It's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
As long as John doesn't make us call him R2.
Ooh.
So, great movie, huh? Jared began. Totally, replied Shane. Can't wait to talk about it on this week's show. Jared said he agreed, but in his mind was desperately trying to think of some way to see if there was a chance, even a slim one, that Shane shared his hidden desire.
I think it could stop very soon.
Oh, come on, we're only halfway through.
Halfway?
Yeah.
Suddenly, he thought of an opening.
An opening?
So, what did you think of Dr. Manhattan? Jared said. Oh, Billy Crudup was a perfect choice, Shane replied. Good on Zack Snyder for having the guts to cast lesser known. I thought his acting was great and really held steady for the length of the film.
It's like he's in my head.
He's talking about the length. What the hell?
Shane was almost at his car. Jared knew this was it.
Jared's a perv. Time.
Oh, no.
He grabbed Shane's hand to stop him from walking any further.
What?
As he did this, there was a spark between them he had never felt
before. Oh, my goodness. I hope it's my taser going into your gut.
We gotta see how it ends. Come on.
Shane felt it, too. It wasn't exactly the...
Put your headphones on, Adam. Listen to this.
I can hear it there.
I was referring to...
Oh. Is that... Look at me. If only I was the smooth with actual people.
I guess we go to John with all his lines.
Yeah, there we go.
There's more?
I know, Shane responded.
Yeah.
I think, deep down, I've always known.
This is like a sort of snuff film or
it's
something.
It's Slashfic, come on.
I don't know what this is.
You don't know what Slashfic is?
I don't know what that is.
Usually it's gay sexual fan fiction.
I guess I could have. You could have pulled that meaning out of it.
You probably could have inferred that. Here we go.
I think I could have.
Deduced it, whatever.
The pair stood there under that bright Minnesota moon.
The brightest moon in all of the United States.
I don't think anything's happening in the Scope basement tonight.
God.
A smile went across Jared's face.
I bet it did.
I'm going to put you down on that table, Shane.
Stay away from me.
Come on, he said. I'm going to give you a whole other kind of Scope score.
No! He could have stopped. No, it's he's setting the scene. I don't think he's getting any details now. That's, you know, unseemly.
You know, Adam always misses the best stuff.
So true.
They drove off into the distance.
Wow.
The end.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
So now that everyone has all those images in their heads, I will say I love you guys' show as always, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Maybe <Bye-bye>. Not. Beautiful. Yay. Wow.
Well done, wow. John Norton. Well done.
John,
that's the clip.
John Norton, what say you about that? Looking back on
I'm now realizing this is the first time Adam's ever heard that, huh?
Yeah,
yes, it is.
He has never listened to a full show, full episode of this show, ever.
Two words. Rock hard. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if I ever write a book, I'm hiring this man to read it on the audio.
I know,
version.
This guy's got it. John Norton, when are
I was
you
captivated.
John Norton, when are you going to come to Minnesota to Convergence 2011? The answer is 2011.
Yes.
We'd have some fun.
We would. No. You would have one beer and you'd be drunk. I guarantee it. You're not a big drinker, but I think that Convergence might change you.
Well, at 120 pounds.
120 pounds, 5'11". We'll give him a thimbleful. This guy will be ready to go.
It's beautiful.
Oh, like you're the one to talk, Shane.
I'm halfway drunk right now, sir.
Well, I meant your height and weight, but whatever.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. So, John, I want to personally thank you for all of the support you've given to the show, the exposure, and just the general podcasting friendship that we've developed over the years. I think that it's been mutually beneficial, but more so, I think it's been a good time for both of us. So I appreciate everything you've done for the show. I hope you feel the same way.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's been a ton of fun. I look forward to the time, maybe at Comic-Con someday, or maybe even sometime sooner, where we do actually get to meet one another, because I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Well,
and
now,
yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, I think pretty much that voicemail, you know, pretty much hammered in the point that, you know, it was meant to be.
I think it was.
We can all agree on that.
I think we can agree on that.
And I think now is a good time for us to announce that we will be all attending Comic-Con 2000.
75
wow. Together.
I will be 101, but I will do it, sir.
There you go.
Transformers 15, I am there.
And I will be angry.
Michael Bay.
Earl will be angry. John Norton, you let us know the next time you want us to be on the show. We will do it. You will be on our show. We cannot thank you enough. We're going to let you go because the show is like 18 hours long right now. We got to keep pushing forward, sir.
All right. Well, let me just say that congratulations once again. I love you guys. And from the bottom of my heart, when I say that no one thought this day would come, you know I really mean it.
We agree with you 100%.
Absolutely.
John Norton. You can find him on ZeroHour.com. Please look him up.
Like it's Zero Hour Podcast.
Whatever. Podcast. I'm whatever. I'm sort of atoming in it tonight. Okay, so we've got a couple more.
And a big thanks to, I should say, a big thanks to Jared. He actually helped us with the redesign of our tribe website at SurvivorPodcast.com. Yes. He did a fantastic job.
Please,
you're welcome, John.
John, why don't you plug every single 18 shows that you do right now? Go ahead.
I think we're all good.
All right. John, thank you very much.
No one listens to your show anyway, Shane. So
yeah,
anyway.
I know. It doesn't matter. John, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye, John.
Bye-bye,
all right,
John.
Congrats, guys. I'll talk to you later. Have a great night.
All right, you thanks. Too. So let's keep pushing on. One of my favorite battles that we've had, we talked about Transformers earlier, Adam. We also got into it a little bit with Earl over the movie Cloverfield. Remember that?
I was not here.
Adam was not here for that. All of our greatest bits, Adam not here. Go figure.
Because you know what? I might get into it with him now.
So guess what, Jared? Cloverfield was a movie directed by...
J.J. Abrams, was it? No, he wasn't.
No, he was...
No, who directed it?
I can't think of his name, but he directed Let Me In.
Okay. So it was a monster movie done in the
Adam is just chugging his drink.
Done kind of in the is it the first large person steps. Or the home video
found
camera
footage.
Style
found footage.
Found footage genre film.
Yes.
It was a monster movie.
What you call it, that?
A crazy monster descends upon New York, destroys everything. Found footage of some hip young New Yorkster.
Hip and trendy kids.
They are.
They're
in New York, trying to
jackasses,
and they're trying to escape with their lives. Fair enough, Earl.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we have a clip from our. We had an entire episode dedicated to
stop giving him drinks.
Wow, Dave, big trouble. So, Cloverfield, the movie. We had an episode about it, Jared. We have a clip.
Yeah.
Please play it.
Episode 44. Here we go.
I don't think the monster wasn't interesting. I think that
I found it probably the least interesting monster I've ever seen in a movie.
Wow!
Because there's nothing to him.
That blows
he
my mind.
He looks cool. Because, like I said, I saw pictures of him.
Well, what do you want the monster to do? To explain why it's there? Do you want some scientists?
Oh yeah, I want him to sit in the big chair and go,
"Hello, I'm the Cloverfield monster. I'd like to tell you why I'm here today." I've been awoken from a slumber, and I'm going to destroy your city and range.
There you go.
And I'm angry for this reason. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've outlined it.
The world is polluting the
oceans,
and I will not stand for it any longer.
It's an from what.
Therefore, I will destroy one of your major cities.
From what I heard,
you may try to stop me.
That's ours.
You will be unsuccessful.
And it just decided to wake up and walk through the city.
Well, we don't know. The thing is,
that's what I heard in the J.J. Abrams interview.
But let me ask
you. Tell you the truth.
Let me ask you this: from what you see in the movie, and how you know what?
But it's
what
not the going anywhere. It's not doing. It. Shows up. It's like, okay, we haven't had the monster show. Oh, there it is! Look out!
But you don't.
I am a creature of opportunity. As you know, I pop up when it's convenient.
Sure. Exactly.
You don't.
Well,
really...
it's not me. It's the monster talking.
Okay.
I know.
Well, the monster's
and then it blocks cell phones.
He's very cultured. Here's the thing, though.
Nobody mentioned the little monsters running around.
Oh, those are my good friends from the deep ocean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Clover.
They wanted to come along for the ride.
I think
very diplomatic.
That the movie portrays the monster like it should be in that context. You're looking at the perspective from average everyday people who are in a situation that have no idea what's going on. Think of 9/11. Nobody knew what was going on when that was happening.
No, exactly.
You have a perspective of time. You know, if the movie took place over 2 weeks, I think you might have a better indication of what the monster's doing there.
Oh, I'm not sticking around for that long.
No, he's definitely not doing that. And the army responded how you would assume they would at the end of the day.
No, the army was really good in this film.
So, I don't have a problem if you don't understand the intention of the monster, why it's there, because it's beyond what the average person would know.
They don't even give you anything to work with or anything to go, okay. Maybe I've seen a lot too many monster films and I say, okay, there's always, even if it's something tiny, they give you something to say, okay, the monster has some form of personality.
But I sent them a press kit. They chose not to use it.
Exactly.
Is that it, Jared?
That's the end. That's
wow.
Cloverfield Monster.
I understand the Cloverfield Monster has been a guest since that day.
I don't know if he's been on, but let's see if we can get Cloverfield Monster on.
I have never heard that. That is the funniest thing that's ever been on the show.
Well, Adam, just for you, we got Cloverfield Monster to be back.
I'm going to dial up his number.
Okay,
real
he's quick, dialing him up.
I have to say, this is, for me, the epitome of looking back and laughing at it now.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought that was awesome.
You know he has a phone, so I'm going to call him up.
I hope it's a smartphone.
Let's find out. Here we go.
What the hell is going on here? Why is Jared leaving the room? I don't understand. This is very
strange. Jared has to go to the bathroom. I'm going to man the board right now.
Okay.
Oh, can I hit the Y key? Whatever. He said the Y key was something.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Why, this is the Cloverfield Monster.
Oh, my God.
Calling me?
Cloverfield Monster. It's absolutely.
You know, I was just drawing a bass.
Drawing a bass?
Wow.
Do you have frankincense and myrrh in there as well? Mirth.
Well, you know, I like to have as many, what do you call them? the things that smell good.
How do you say?
Fragrances.
Bath salts?
Yes.
Incense.
Aromatics, I believe, is the proper word for it.
Well, Cloverfield Monster. Oh, jeez, I'm choking on my own spit. Cloverfield Monster, can't thank you enough for all the time.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's mine, of course.
Can I ask Cloverfield Monster a question? I guess so. Great. Cloverfield Monster, how did you feel about Shane comparing you and basically busting out his best George W. Bush impression by comparing you with the attacks of 9/11?
Well, of course, Shane is completely off base. I am much
that
more
is
like
hurtful.
A Vietnam or some sort of event like that.
Why did you not announce and tell everyone your reasons for destroying New York City? Earl wants to know.
I don't blame him. I blame J.J. Abrams. I love the Cloverfield Monster. He's a great guy. I blame J.J. Abrams. I think he didn't give you your best shot.
What? Wow.
I think the comment was Earl doesn't like Cloverfield people.
No, I.
Wow.
Are you listening to anything I say?
Cloverfield, save us, please.
Look, I appreciate the call, and I'm sure this is a big, big deal for you. I've got to go. The bath is getting cold. Please, my aromatics and my delicious Merlot wine are waiting for me. Please let me go.
Sir, thank you for your contribution to the cinematic experience.
Well, of course.
I think Earl can get behind that. We appreciate it.
I can.
And Cloverfield Monster, you are an American treasure. Thank you.
You are.
I have no allegiance to any country.
I'm holding an applause sign.
Excellent, excellent.
Cloverfield, please send Jared down the stairs.
Goodbye. goodbye, good folks of the service world. Thank you, thank you, and good night.
We've learned that Cloverfield Monster lives under the ground, Adam.
Yes. Well, I mean, underwater is underground, so ocean. That makes sense.
Did you like Cloverfield Monster?
I loved Cloverfield. You're talking about the movie now.
Look at Earl and tell him you loved it.
I thought that was the best found footage movie since the original Blair Witch.
What a great film.
Like Earl. Earl gives you the old shrug.
No, he threw me off by saying the best found footage movie, and I'm like,
Well, I think that you can compare genre to genre.
You can, but I didn't think it'd be an
It's no Kindergarten Cop. I think we got to agree with that. On that.
But
stop whining!
Jared, what did you think of Cloverfield Monster? His appearance on the show.
I think he's an excellent guest, always. Yeah, you know, he always speaks his mind.
Like I said, I have nothing against him. It's J.J. Abrams. I've got to be afraid.
Hey, guess what? I think that we might need to take another celebrity call.
Wow.
Because I think their celebrities are just...
While I get that lined up, we have one more voicemail. Okay, hit that congratulating voicemail. Us. Here we go.
The Scope, 100 episodes. Congratulations. Let's hope we make another 5 or 6 more before you get this fall apart.
5 or 6 more.
Congratulations again. Can't wait to hear the 100th episode. You guys are awesome. This is Mike. Later.
Mike kicks my ass.
I like that everyone that leaves a voicemail, it sounds like we are holding them to gunpoint.
Totally. It's like
you call into this number.
You're supposed to tell them. Come on.
We love it. Jared, dial up our celebrity guest. All can right. You do that?
I can, yes. Here we go.
Phone is ringing. I mean, Hollywood is just waiting for our calls.
Of the two guests left, I don't even know one of them, so I'm excited for that one.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Celebrity guest for the Scope episode 100.
Who is this, Shane? Do you have anyone lined up?
You guys recognize this voice.
Wait a minute.
I don't.
Is this John Travolta? Are you flying Tony Partington to Valencia?
No, Jared, it's not John Travolta. Who is this? Hey, I know who this is.
Who is it?
It's the guy that played Skippy from Family Ties.
What?
Skippy.
You mean Mark Price?
Mark Price. I got it written down right here. Mark Price, what have you been up to? Wow, Jared.
Oh, my God. Somebody remembers me. Thank God.
Mark Price, thank you for taking on Nick, Mallory's boyfriend. Wow, that's all I got.
Somebody had to do it.
Skippy. Can't thank you enough for all the time there, Skippy.
Skippy, thank you for being on the show. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye, Skippy.
I have a question. Skippy.
I already had a go.
How do you think Skippy feels about other weirdly named sitcom...
Boner!
Yeah, like Boner. Exactly, like Boner.
Now, for the record, I tried to get Boner to come on the show.
Yeah.
But I realized he committed suicide.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't do that joke. He actually killed himself. Yikes.
I didn't know that. I almost said something
about And with that, Earl's back at the table. We've got possibly the most beloved clip from The Scope in the history of our 100 episodes, Jared.
Beloved what?
We've got
Which
two.
One? Well, we've both got the, two left. Both of
them. It's a beloved bit. Clips from from that bit.
Agreed.
Everybody knows that we love to do Hit the Post, which is pretty much our attempt to recreate what a radio DJ would do. By the way, Jared, your lady not here. Earl's lady not here.
Totally making out.
No,
my wife is here raising cheese in the air with her hand. I love it.
And G-Love has got the ladies under his arms.
Anne is here as well.
Under her spell.
We've got Hit the Post.
Yes.
That is our bit where we put our not even our listeners, but our guests into situations where they would be like a radio DJ.
Yes.
We would give them a song. Uh-huh. We would give them a situation. And then they would have to try to pretend like they were... Oh, I'm burping here like crazy. Oh, there we go. They would like talk up the song as you would hear on Top 40 radio.
Indeed, and we put certain stipulations in, like you had to announce the weather or a contest or something.
Was Adam? Were you here for any of those shows?
Oh, of course he was.
Every one of them.
I did
not participate. I was too scared.
Okay, so we did Hit the Post a couple of times. We did one right away when we started doing the show. So
episode six.
I can't believe we did it that early.
I know.
We've got a clip from that episode. I think that was Earl. Earl. No,
this one is me.
Oh, this is Jared.
You want to do the Earl one first? He's in the second round.
How about you just set it up? You tell us about the clip.
We're going to play mine first. This one was, we had a really, really long intro to a song. I think it was like 90 seconds long or something like that. And the challenge was to announce a contest and to still hit the post. So you had to really say a lot of stuff here. So, of course, now my system is buzzing. Awesome. I'm gonna play the clip regardless. Here we go.
This round's called the macro post, which I don't really think is the opposite of micro, but I could be wrong.
Thank you for bringing us to reality once again.
This is the opposite of the last round. Instead of doing songs with a very short amount of time. These have an extremely long intro.
Mm. Oh.
So you have to give title, artist, and radio ID, but you have a lot of time to fill. And Jared's going first.
All correct? Of these songs are a minute and 25 or longer.
Yeah. Nice.
So
shine on, you crazy diamond.
They're going to be telling really good stories. Jared, yes. First song.
Yes.
I Ran So Far Away by A Flock of Seagulls.
The one I didn't want. Because I don't know the song as well.
From the album A Flock of Seagulls from 1982.
Remember, this is a contest, so you are
yes.
coming up with a contest.
Yes.
I'm very sick right. here, by the way.
I'm ready to go. Welcome back to the program. It's the Duke of Rock here. You're listening to WSAP, The Scope, the only radio station that plays songs with the longest intros around. Let me tell you something. We got a contest coming up here. Everyone out there in the land, I want you to listen to the phrase that pays. When you hear that phrase, you call in, you dial your phone, you hit 989-WSAP, and you could win big money, big prizes. I'm talking $500 for the 21st caller. That's right. So don't be lazy. Listen up. Listen for those magical phrases that pays, and give us a call. If you win, you'll be entered into a drawing.
Thanks for finally taking a shot.
For $10,000, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear that? $10,000.
Woo!
That's right. Big money, big prizes right here on WSAP, the only station that gives you money. Not real money, but fake money. Because we're having fun here. It's a good time here. This is good. We just keep on going because, you know, it's casual. And people like it casual. And if you like to hang out, maybe sit at the bar and make a few drinks and enjoy the radio. But that's what we do. We don't like to clutter things with lyrics. We like to keep it fresh. We got some music here for you. I could just sit down and listen to this song all day. Can't you guys? Both? I mean, this is good times. I mean, this is reminds me of a fresh summer day with a Mai Tai and maybe a fresh salad. I don't know. Sitting on the beach, having a good time. Sitting there with my lady. I can smell the sand. Smell the ocean. Tell you what, this is A Flock of Seagulls. I Ran So Far Away. From the album A Flock of Seagulls, right here. WSAP, The Scope. Yeah.
Thank you!
Oh my god. Epic.
Very nice, Gerard.
Oh my god, I was so scared halfway through that. I'm like, I'm out of contest details. What do I do? Okay, I'm just going to start telling a story. I was so scared.
Well, we revisited that concept about a year later,
yep.
And we got some new contestants in, and one of them was our very own Earl.
Hey!
And he might have had the best hit the post moment ever. I can't wait for you to play this clip, Jared. Please.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Does it need any more setup? Earl, go ahead.
I remember you guys had, because I'm not a radio person, you had to explain to me
what you do.
I was like, what the hell? And you're like, oh.
Okay. So
I went into the blind.
He went into a blind. He's guarding himself already.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember.
Protecting himself. We'll see what Earl comes
was
up with.
Shit-faced.
No. Go ahead, Jared. Play the clip of Hit the Post Part 2. Number two, contestant number two is going to be Earl.
All right.
So please select a combo pack for Earl. Let's see.
Earl, yes. You're going to be hitting the post on Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. That's the first song from Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter.
You may remember this was the example we played earlier.
Yes. So do not talk over the gentleman talking, singing in the beginning of the first song.
Or
step on him just a little bit
though,
at the end.
Mess it up.
That's going to be
so
the...
So basically, I just got to link the songs together.
Yeah.
Basically, we need song titles, artist name, call letters. Anything else is extra and is big bonus points.
31 seconds.
Let me know when you're ready, killer.
All right, give me a second here.
Okay. Adam, so far, what do you think of this Hit the Post? Higher quality or lower quality than last time?
What?
Yep. All right, I'll save the show. Let's do it. Bring it on. I want the music.
One extra point if you do it as German Earl. Hit the button, Jared.
That's not even the right one. Hold on. Here we go.
Jared gave a big ramp up there.
You didn't give me any instructions.
Yeah, you did your best.
And that was Quiet Riot with Come Feel the Noise from their album Mental Health from 1983. But you know what? We need to take it down a bit. As you can hear, I'm on a beach and crazy people are everywhere. And I'll tell you right now, things are about to get hot, 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 thanks to Buster Poindexter. Now this song goes out to the queen who happens to be out surfing today. Watch out for the sharks, queen. Little way you may not know this, but Buster Poindexter used royal crown hair mousse for his wild, crazy hair. The last scene in Bill Murray's movie, Scrooge. So from his album, Buster Poindexter.
You're doing so well.
Let's take it down a little bit with Buster Poindexter's Hot, Hot, Hot.
And we did.
More prophetic. Words could never be spoken. But Earl hit it hard, and he hit it large.
He's a pretty subdued guy, so that makes sense.
Yes.
You seem to know a lot about Buster Poindexter.
I did. He was that crazy-looking guy from Scrooged.
Yes.
What do you think, Jared? Hit the post. Is that possibly our best bit ever?
It's pretty epic. We need to do it again, I think.
Didn't Dave Dahl steal
it? It's coming in March, Jared. A surprise announcement.
What?
No.
Hit the post is back in March?
No.
World Series of Pop Culture is back in April? Oh, what are we going to do in May, Shane? What's coming up?
Adam's going to be out of the show for like 3 months in a row now.
Wow.
Wow. So, yes. Earl, you were saying, hit the post. How did you feel going through something like that, not being... at all in the radio business.
It's adventure. It's awesome. That's a challenge. I remember I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, this is your job.
This is your job, Adam.
I don't even do it. I can get up.
I forget who did Earl compete against.
I think it wasn't.
It was you and Al. It was you and Al.
Al.
It was Jared, Earl, and Al.
The three of us, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Al was. I remember him being a madman because he's like a musical.
And in the first one, it was you, me, and John.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was robbed, by the way. Thank you.
I was a two-time winner. Two-time winner! Yep. Hit the post, motherfucker!
I'm crossing it off. So I hit the post. I got to say, I think we need to wrap up the retrospective with Hit the Post.
Yep.
I'm going to thank all of our special guests. I'm going to thank all of our celebrity call-ins. I want to thank everyone for listening to...
I want to thank you, Shane, for the longest B-block ever.
Oh, this is insane.
Adam's like, I got a movie to go to, and I need to get out of here fast.
What movie are you going
to
go see?
The Room, so I have a lot of spoons to throw. It's okay.
It's the worst movie ever.
It's a bad movie.
If you
the director will be there.
If you listen carefully, you can hear all the momentum of episode
100. Yeah,
seriously.
Wow. I blame Earl.
I'm deaf and I've never even heard of
okay.
that before.
Okay, Jared, close at the B-block. Let's move on. Applause. Yay! Thank you very much. Episode 100 rolls on.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
Bringing it back to the beginning, the first song I played in episode 1. Yep. I'm going to play it again right here. It's Hot Waffles with George Lucas Raped My Childhood.
It was 1977 when the world became alive. A sci-fi movie so profound. Then 20 long years later, it all became a lie when they changed it all around. Han stepped on Jabba's tail. The old versions are for sale. I don't know which is worse. They put in all that CGI, and I just wanted to die when I saw Greedo shoot first. That's why we say George Lucas raped our childhood. 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 But there was more to the story of Leia, Han, and Luke. So they went back many years. They made the prequel movies, so excited I could puke. But then all that came were tears. Episode 1 just stinks. Remember Jar Jar Binks and how he stepped in poo. It'll never be the same. Midichlorians are lame. And what's up with Naboo? That's why we say George Lucas raped our childhood. 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 George Lucas raped
Lucas came down in the form of a giant swamp bat to abduct my childhood from where it was innocently picking flowers by a stream. And I swear, as sure as the twin sunset on Tatooine, that I will never give Lucas another dollar of my money, at least until the Episode 3 Super Special Edition DVDs come out. I gotta get those. I try to close my eyelids. He says the movies are for kids, but I can't believe the hype. Because it could be just me, the new characters seem to be all racial stereotypes. That's why we say George Lucas raped our childhood. 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 George Lucas raped our childhood.
Broadcasting from high atop the IDS, it's The Scope.
Under the Scope. We are back with the classic Under the Scope. Usually it's three parts, tonight it's two. But we always start, Adam, with news. Adam has a lot of printed text. Let's see what he goes with tonight.
Well, you know, since we're doing a retrospective on the last 100 years, it would have made sense for me.
100 years! 100 years, we're going back to
well,
the
in 1904, the cotton gin was invented.
It's all about cotton gin tonight.
Did I get this wrong?
1800s. Go ahead, Adam, the news.
I liked it, Jerry. That was funny.
All right. So instead of doing that, we just did News of the Week. So here's News of the Week. I'm renaming this segment, by the way. News of the Week.
So how's that, week as in strength or week as in time period?
You're cut off, Jared.
Okay.
All right. So the oddly enough, the biggest tech news story of the week.
Hit me.
What was it to you, Shane?
Biggest tech news.
It was the Beatles are on iTunes.
That's
now.
Exactly what I was going to say.
All right.
It wasn't Facebook having a messaging system, mail system.
They already have a messaging
system. I love a good
system.
Messaging system.
Messaging.
It's like Cloverfield Monster is right here.
We're doing the news. Have some to the corner.
Sorry. I thought Yoko Ono said no way in hell is she going to go to iTunes with the Beatles.
Well, who knows the story on this?
Who knows?
All right. Well, good. So the Beatles are now on iTunes. All their albums. Okay, some people are still happy about this. Random. But there are some big names that are still missing from iTunes.
Please tell me who that could be.
How about
Gwar,
the second best-selling artist of all time,
Garth Brooks.
Bob Seger.
Garth Brooks. That's right. I heard
not, on, exactly iTunes. What
not
about,
on iTunes.
What about Led Zeppelin?
I don't know. That was not on the
not
story.
Not okay. On any digital.
Okay. How about AC/DC?
AC/DC.
How about Kid Rock?
Alternating current, direct current.
Kid Rock?
Kid Rock has been sort of a douche about that stuff.
He has. Bob Seger?
What about Engelbert Humperdinck?
Because people are screaming for Bob Seger.
Exactly. Tool?
Tool.
Maynard, right? That's that guy's name. So he's yeah. Okay. And then also Def Leppard. But that's also iTunes' issue. They have a strict policy of needing all of your limbs.
Wasn't Mater like the multi-meal kid?
Okay.
Wow. Quick story two. Quick.
Oh, this is a good one. So I was in Kentucky for 3 days this week.
That is a great one. No doubt about it.
So there was an interesting story, and I'm going to start it off with the title because I think that helps explain the whole thing, and then please. I'll get into the details if anyone wants.
Yeah.
Kentucky man forced to eat own beer.
Oh boy.
I love these
2 week old stories. Please hit us with that.
This is current.
This is not 2 weeks old.
It's new to me.
Okay, it's new to Earl and that's
a man who was
by Monday it'll be old.
A man who was forced
where's my wife?
To eat his own beer at knife point said Tuesday
down here.
He is satisfied with the punishment of his two assailants.
Yeah.
Even though they avoided jail time.
What does a beer taste like?
Whatever you ate last night, I would assume.
Oh. Yes.
Or I'm sorry, a better answer. Pussy.
That's why we have him on the show once every 4 episodes.
It's just for those zingers.
All right.
Cover your ears, Mandy.
Next story, sir.
Next up.
Yes.
Anyone in here drink 4 Loco?
What is that?
Yeah.
Four Loco is a
motor oil.
caffeinated anyway. Alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
My friend Nick drinks it like it's nobody's business.
Do I know this Nick character?
It's like drinking a whole bottle of wine.
Yes, it is. They say it's like drinking a whole bottle of wine. So
with caffeine?
Compacted.
I learned that on Rachel Maddow.
Washington.
Rachel Maddow, a guest on our show tonight. That was amazing.
Her voice is deeper than I imagined.
Washington State recently banned it.
Yeah.
It's been because there was an incident at a frat where apparently when you drink too much alcohol, you pass out and you almost die. Whether it's caffeinated
good time.
Or not.
Wait, yeah, wait. Sounds like a great time.
That's pretty much par for the course at a frat, though.
I was hoping someone here would be also be a fan of it because it's now also on at least a temporary ban in New York City. After one Brooklyn assemblyman, Felix Ortiz, decided that he would drink it, as many as he could in an hour, 2.5 cans
what
is what
hell?
He managed to do.
Yikes.
Which was the equivalent of 3 large cups of coffee of caffeine. His pulse was up to 86 beats per minute, and his blood pressure was 126 over 84, which I'm sure Carrie knows nothing. What that
if my
means.
Wife were here listening to my 100th episode, you know she would know what that means.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. I got that.
I got to text that lady.
At that point, Ortiz began vomiting. So he was basically trying to create a spectacle to, you know, get it banned. Anyway, so successful for him.
Yeah, good job, Ortiz.
Thanks, jackass.
Okay, finally.
Yep.
And this one kind of has not an impact, but relates to what's going to happen after our show. Music game sales continue to plunge down the charts.
This is devastating, by the way. For our party, this is devastating.
According to analysis by Gama Sutra, which sounds legitimate to me.
Yeah. It sounds like some sort of crazy samurai warrior video game website.
Don't they talk about position to play video games
in? Yes.
No.
Or what's your favorite video game position? The praying mantis?
The nacho.
Jerry.
Wow.
So listen to this.
It involves a creamy sauce.
This is a pretty...
Or the sidewinder.
This is pretty big.
Yes.
Music game revenues in the U.S., have taken a phenomenal nosedive from an epic high of $1.6 billion in 2008 to where they've landed today, under $250 million for this past year.
What's going on, Adam?
Short of a Christmas miracle, concludes analyst Matt Matthews. Really? You're going to name your kid Matthews?
Yeah, what a douchebag.
Music games won't break $400 million for all of 2010.
I went to high school with a guy named John Johnson.
Well, his parents are terrible human beings. So Viacom is trying to sell Harmonix now, the makers of Rock Band and Rock Band
3, which we're going to play tonight after this party.
Terrible.
F them.
Okay, two more things. Daniel Day-Lewis will be playing Abe Lincoln, Spielberg's upcoming film about Abe Lincoln.
Liam Neeson.
Is he a vampire hunter in this movie?
No, that will be coming out before this.
Damn it.
I prefer the vampire hunter.
And Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 1 made $61.2 million on just Friday night.
Including. Earl, tell me about the Harry Potter fever that's happened at your movie theater.
We got it. We had it on 2 screens. We had a midnight show. Both theaters sold out. There were lots of people in goofy costumes. Some people showed up in Star Wars costumes.
Why are they coming in Star Wars costumes?
I don't know.
Harry
they thought it was funny, but we kept an eye on them in case they were going to do some flash mob crap.
Was this
didn't.
Guy named John Mapes? That came down to that costume. Okay.
No. For some reason, I don't know if in the last book there's like a brown hay-like substance, but we've been finding that shit all over the theater. And
a lot of brown hay.
Yeah, we find it. I don't know what disgusting. The hell it's supposed to be. I don't know if they're trying to be Hagrid's beard or whatever. But
is he eating Hagrid's
like
beard,
it.
Jared?
Gift shops are making paper wands, and they get caught everywhere. I don't like it.
No paper wands.
From what I've been able to catch of the movie, it looks all right. I haven't read the book, so I can't tell, but it looks pretty tense.
Cars transforming into robots?
No.
None. None.
I'm out.
I'm out. Me too. I'm out.
I want to see it.
There's
Cloverfield Monster, are you in?
What? He's not here.
He's in his bath.
He's in a bath.
No impromptu improv going on.
You're ruining the illusion.
You're killing the illusion fast.
Okay. Well, are you done with the news?
You're a terrible magician.
Yeah, that's it. That's all the news that happened.
That's
no DVDs?
No, that's not coming
soon.
That's
the next. Have you never listened to the show, Earl?
He hasn't.
Jared, please.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next thing. We call this segment Coming Soon. We've done it 100 times. 99 times will be the 100th time.
I have not done it 100 times.
It's crazy how we do this because sometimes we'll do, like, you know, a movie.
Yes.
And then 6 months later, we'll do it as a DVD.
We're cutting you off until the show is
over. No, just wrap your head around it, Jared.
But like 3 or 4, Shane.
Now we got people here. I see Kent is here as well, Jared. Awesome.
Let's wrap it up so we can enjoy Kent's company.
Let's do this.
While I do this many times, I didn't even realize we do DVDs. Like, I know I've said them 70 times.
It's totally over your head.
I'm like, DVD, and then I say stuff. okay. All right, so coming soon, episode 100, music.
Music.
All right, everyone.
Come on, this is very aimed at you. Part of the show.
We purposely broadened it up.
We got like 10 minutes left. See, come on!
I said 10 minutes, you losers.
All right,
hit the post.
Akon has a new album coming out.
Akon, Carrie, excited for Akon. All
right,
Child Molester.
One of our audience's favorites.
I like Akon because stuff gets remixed a lot, and the name of the album is
mashup.
Iconic. Iconic. Or iconic. Kesha is copying Lady Gaga, but coming out with a.
It's me barfing on Kesha.
Do you love Kesha?
No. No.
The singer or the porn star?
Why do you always, when you come into the show, you refer to her as the C word?
I refer to her as the C word?
Yes.
Which, clown? What C word?
You know the C word.
See you next Tuesday.
Bing.
I don't get it.
I'm throwing
What does that mean?
Misogynistic.
Killing. I don't know who is this. You just chose them because the name sounds
cool? I love the names.
Okay.
Killing Joke.
If you would do this, you could pick your own fucking bands. Yeah, I said it. F word.
My Chemical Romance has an album coming out with a really long title, which I won't read because it's going to take too long. Neo has an album, and Kanye West has an album coming out finally.
Let's hear it for the douchebags.
Look at this. I feel disgusted.
I'm excited for that.
Guar's got a record coming out.
Nobody on the list.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You know what the new album is
coming out
in
the next 2 weeks?
Exactly zero people care. Even you don't really care about it. All right, November 30th.
You heartless bastard.
Black Eyed Peas have a new album coming out, and so does...
Just on Oprah.
So does Flo Rida. Yay. Only Flo One Flow, Part One, right? All right, movies. November 24th, Burlesque. I don't know who's in that.
That is Christina Aguilera.
Kirsten
Bell. Do like a thing for me here.
And sure.
Faster. I've seen something for that. What's that?
Faster, Jared.
All right, Tangled.
I believe that is a documentary about Faster Pussycat.
Exactly. maybe not.
Tangled. Big that's a cartoon. Love and Other Drugs. I don't know. Nutcracker.
We were going to go see that movie this weekend, but my wife got the dates wrong.
What?
And then December 3rd, I Love You, Philip Morris. What's that, a satire?
Earl, what's that about?
Isn't that a...
Smoking!
Yeah, thank you. Smokers.
I don't know. Nothing but a positive smoking movie.
Does anyone... Yes.
Let them up, motherfuckers!
Does anyone care
about... Is it in the house, or what's
it's got... Hey, I like to smoke!
I'm a human fabadabit.
Look, why does the show always not get racist?
Too good.
Racist
I've been smoking too much.
My segment.
So I get
why does the show get racist during my segment?
Because that's what you believe.
Because you think it's racist, man.
No one cares about DVDs, right?
Racists are doing fat Albert.
Hit it, Adam.
Nobody cares about DVDs.
No.
Okay,
skip them.
Eat, Pray, Love, right? EPL, everyone's big, right? Yes.
Earl's favorite movie.
Right, ladies?
Earl's favorite movie of the year.
Man, we didn't pick up that movie, and Sony wrote us a hate letter. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
November 30th, Night and Day comes out. And if you go see that movie, it's going to be confusing because the Tom Cruise's character's last name is Knight, but then...
Perfect time for a Tom Cruise sound, Jared. Thank you.
But Cameron Diaz's character's last name is not Day.
Did you say Karen Diaz?
Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
He said Karen. Even I heard
she
that.
She sounds like a man.
And then some videos come out. Video games come out. The Michael Jackson Experience.
Oh, on the Wii. I don't want to touch that one.
You don't. He doesn't want to touch his Wii.
Liar.
Epic Mickey also comes out on the Wii. Are you going to touch that one? Okay.
wrap it up, Adam.
That's about it.
Wow.
That's about it. Jared?
Splatterhouse.
Yeah. Splatterhouse. You know, whatever.
Yeah. It's like Guar. Nobody cares.
I'm not really.
Nobody cares about Splatterhouse and Guar.
Why does anybody care about blood anymore?
I mean, there's a bunch of racist stuff after that, but I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to dignify it.
Bunch of racist stuff.
Okay. You totally skipped Klansman
Jay,
Mickey.
Why would you put all the racist stuff on the list?
Klansman Mickey? Is that what you said?
That's what it says on the paper. I didn't make the game.
Klansman Mickey would be a good game.
It would be.
So,
Jared,
what do clams have to do with it?
Yeah. Jared, move us along, please.
Under the scope.
Hey. 100 episodes and you think I know what I was doing.
There are a lot of people here.
Yeah, the crowd has swelled since we started the show. That's good.
But even more disinterested as ever. Not even looking at your sign, Jared.
Fuckers applaud. God damn it. Jane, this is where we do comments.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it off with a couple of voicemails.
Yes, sir.
First one is from one Carrie Dalby. You might know her from the comedy music scene. She has a message for us.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What a great message.
That's a glitch.
I have it muted. Hold on.
You're going to have to turn it up. I can't hear it.
Nobody can hear it, Earl. It's not just you. You're not singled out.
You're one ear.
We're being inclusive.
It's an action ear.
We made sure nobody could hear it, Earl, just so you'd feel welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to my world.
Hey, the Scope Show. This is Carrie Dalby calling. I really enjoyed the estrogen pumped episode, especially the Scopely Wet game.
Ladies.
I found myself kind of playing along in my mind as if I was playing with my husband. It was awesome.
That's what she said.
Playing with her husband.
I found for some reason that I can't describe exactly that the Scope is my go-to podcast for driving. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but if I have a new Scope Show, that is the number one thing I want to play while I'm driving. I don't drive that much, but when I do that, that's what I want to do is listen to the Scope. Damn it. So have a great 100th episode. Enjoy your triple digits. Okay, bye.
Why are we so good for drive time, Shane?
I have no idea.
Because it's better than all the other talk radio.
That's exactly it.
Thank you.
You know, because we get better than average gas mileage.
Wow.
It's true.
Oh, I get it.
It's right there in the beginning of the show, Shane.
Yeah, I'm going to be come back a producer.
Yeah.
Move it along.
What the fuck?
Move it along.
You can dally all you want in the B block, and now I got to move it along?
Dally?
Fuck you. The next caller is from a friend of the show and occasional guest, the great Luke Ski.
Ooh.
This is going to be an hour.
The Scope. 100 episodes. Congratulations. Let's hope we make another 5 or 6.
That's not Luke Ski. That's someone else. This is Luke.
Hey, this is Luke Ski calling. First of all, really enjoyed episode 99 with your special guest, the Scopex. So I'd like to have them back on the show in the future. Second of all, congratulations on hitting 100 episodes. Don't know what else to say beyond that other than keep them coming, and I'll be out here listening. Thanks a lot. Peace.
There you go. Luke Ski calling in. Thanks for the message, Luke. Now we're going to get to some text comments. Some of the commenters are here in the room.
Well, let's see if they embarrass themselves.
Apollo Hawthorne writes in. He says, "Hey, Scopers, dream job suggestion for all, massage critic. No experience required. This position requires being willing to work up to 3 hours. No experience required."
What the fuck was that?
Who's calling?
Chimes of St. Martin here.
Who is calling?
Answer the phone. Let's just see what happens.
Hello, what's the Scope?
Oh my god, I'm totally on air!
Who's calling? Identify yourself.
Me.
Who is me?
The guy.
Remember at the beginning when Jared's instructions were do not interrupt?
This is a mess.
Echo. All right, we're done with that.
That guy from The Water Boy.
All right, anyway, back to what I said. Massage critic, the position requires being willing to work up to 3 hours per day, at least once a week. You must endure all expense paid luxury travel to the latest and greatest resorts in fabulous locales with varying levels of sexual permissiveness. Nice.
Where do fur vests come in?
What?
Oh, he's got a fur vest on.
Oh, okay. Your only official duty is to tell people how awesome you feel afterward. That's a great job,
duty.
Apollo Hawthorne. I agree. You have to explain that name to us.
Yes. Next.
Ann writes in, and also in studio.
See,
yay for getting a glimpse into the lives of our Scope hosts via the Scopely Wed game, because you're not all wed. Have you gotten your shrimp yet, Angie? You want a shrimp and pasta.
She doesn't remember.
No.
And almost fell asleep during
I'm going to say no, because I have not made that. Also, I can testify that Mr. Hawthorne really isn't as sleazy as he sounds in that comment.
Nice.
Couple more questions or comments here. Brad says, why would anyone stop partway through and not listen to the end of the show?
Good question.
I don't know. Maybe this will be the test of it, because we're nearing the 2 hour mark.
Ask Adam.
I stop.
He stops.
Not halfway through.
Adam just doesn't start. And Bishop, a friend of ours from Renerd.com, he writes in, gents and guesting ladies, once again a spectacular episode. Love the game show episodes, really. Always good for a larf.
A larf.
He enjoyed it. I think the ladies were a hit.
A larf, by the way, is a combination laugh and fart.
Is that true?
Little known fact. Actually, I think it's more of a laugh and a barf, Shane.
Oh, so he barfed while he was laughing.
You laugh so hard that you vomit over yourself.
Live-action
roll farting.
Wow.
Wow.
Live-action roll
farting. And finally, Gary writes in, I always listen to the end of the show because it's usually when I hear comments from me. Wow. I just don't listen to it timely. Sense. Drats, he says. Drats.
Drats.
Those are the comments, Shane. 100 shows of comments. Actually, not only 99 shows of comments because we didn't have comments on the first one.
No. Do you have any plugs?
I don't have any plugs, but I want to say if you want to write a comment, write in at comments@thescopeshow.com or call in at 612-21-SCOPE. You can also find us on Twitter. We are The Scope Show, and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheScope. Back to you, Shane.
Very nice. So, episode 100 wrapping up right now.
Oh my God, thank goodness.
I want to take this time to thank you, Jared, and you, Adam, for actually doing this show for almost 5 years.
You're welcome.
I mean, I don't think any of us ever planned on it going on this long, and it really is meaningless and doesn't mean anything.
I was expecting to be rich by now.
Can I have my paycheck?
But
oh, yes.
I have to say that I truly enjoy doing the show with you guys, and I hope we keep doing it as long as we want to keep doing it. And I appreciate the fact that you guys go along with everything I do and helping me scratch this creative itch that we happen to have.
Aww.
And it would not be as even close to as much fun, wow, if it wasn't for you two. Also want to thank my wife for putting up with this crap. Is she even down here? She is wasted. Jared, you're giving us a ride home.
Nah, I'm not giving anyone a ride home.
You certainly are.
Fuck that, I'm drinking too.
You and Angie, move over in the bed. That's all I'm going to say. Move over.
Wow.
So, Adam, anything else you want to say before we close this bitch up?
Don't worry about it.
And Jared.
It's been a good time.
And he's looking at his phone while he's saying this.
Sorry, I
hate technology.
I got a text message from yeah.
And what does it say?
Nothing.
Wow.
It's from Nort.
It involves BJs. Thank you.
It's been a good time, Shane. I like I said, I never didn't really expect it to go this long, so this is a surprise.
I don't know if you feel the way I do. I had no expectations. I just let it go where it takes us, and so far, so good.
I thought we'd be bigger than Howard Stern, so I'm a little now.
We're a little behind the curve, Adam, but we'll do our best.
So, should we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. Episode 100 is done. Yeah! Finally, Rock Band continues in just a few minutes. 101 coming in 2 weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment, and Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying au revoir. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.